although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Know that asking those sorts of questions are completely unnecessary now, because this is the most honest and transparent administration we have ever seen. We knew this from the moment they were ushered into power. So, Peter Ducey of Fox News, he has the temerity, that bastard, to ask Jen Psaki this question. You know, Joe Biden says that he wants masks for everybody. In fact, he put into law an actual mask mandate on federal property. But Joe Biden wasn't wearing a mask on federal property yesterday. Isn't that sort of weird? Here is Peter Ducey asking the question, and Jen Psaki is like, well, here's that vaunted transparency, openness, honesty, and just that straight talk that we can look forward to for 4 years.
I think, Steve, he was celebrating an evening of a historic day in our country. Yesterday was a historic moment in our history. He was inaugurated as president of the United States. He was surrounded by his family. We take a number of precautions, but I think we have bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time.
Okay, can you imagine for just 1 second if Kayleigh McEnany gave that same exact answer? It was a historic day. He was celebrating with his family. Do you think that would wash for one iota of 1 second? Okay, all we heard throughout the Trump administration was that if Donald Trump was in a room with a bunch of other people who had been tested, if he was out there with his family and he wasn't wearing a mask, why won't he mask up? But don't, by the way, I didn't realize that there was an exception in federal law for the federal property mask mandate for historic ceremonies. Didn't realize that was a thing. You know how many people have not been able to hold weddings during this pandemic? Because it's a pandemic. You know how many people have not been able to hold funerals for their loved ones? That seems, by the way, a lot more important than Joe Biden celebrating himself. Just to be honest with you, you honoring your grandmother who died, you honoring a friend or family member who died by going to a funeral, that seems like on a raw level more important, both emotionally and psychologically, than Joe Biden getting to have that triumphant walk without wearing the mask. But Jen Psaki says it, and so it is so. So much transparency, so much honesty. Wow, just incredible. That was only the beginning, by the way. Okay, this it gets a lot worse. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify. NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right, you could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-7540. That is 800-700-7540 or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net. Okay, so. And you might say to yourself, okay, well, yeah, Joe Biden not wearing a mask on federal property, not such a big deal. I mean, it's kind of a big deal. I mean, like Gavin Newsom going and eating at the French Laundry while having a restaurant mandate and violating the restaurant mandate, like that was kind of a big deal. And Joe Biden saying, like, his first thing is everybody needs to wear a mask and then immediately stripping off the mask. And then the excuse is it was a historic ceremony. A little bit of it. But you know what? In the broad scheme of things, it's really more about hypocrisy than it is about, like, a big deal with regard to lying about policy. For example, well, what if they also lied about policy? So the Biden administration has spent the first 48 hours of its existence explaining that there is no plan for distribution. None. That the vaccines that have been shot into the arms of several million Americans at this point, right? We are shooting into the arms of about a million Americans a day, this vaccine. Apparently there was no plan at all. There was no plan at all. So Nancy Pelosi said this yesterday. Trump had no plan for distribution. None. Which is incredible. I mean, without a plan, the man was able to ramp up vaccine distribution to a million a day? My goodness, if he'd had a plan, how great would that be? Here was Nancy Pelosi spilling out this lie yesterday.
We learned this morning that the Trump administration had no real plan for the production and distribution of the vaccine. Just another in a series of their terrible, ineffective approach to it. From the start, in denial, delay, distortion, calling it a hoax. And now we find that they didn't even have a plan.
Okay, so this was the Biden line, right? The Biden administration line, the Democratic line, is there's no plan for vaccine distribution. It just does not exist. And the media dutifully report this. CNN reported it, according to Grabian, some 47 times yesterday. 47 times they mentioned the idea that there was sheer chaos in the vaccine distribution. Now, can you make the vaccine distribution plan better? Sure, why not? But the idea that there was no plan, as it turns out, is just overtly false. Doesn't matter. The media, you know, buying that transparency from Biden, they're just gonna repeat this crap, even though it's not true. I mean, really not true. Okay, here's NBC's Kristen Welker saying they are starting from scratch. I mean, it's just chaos over here.
What you're seeing now is this acknowledgement, you're absolutely right, by Zeinst and other top officials here who are saying, look, the Trump administration did not leave us with any working plan to roll out this vaccine. So, yes, we are starting from scratch. But I think that what Fauci was saying, and we'll have to press him on this today when we get to ask him some questions, is that at least now we're looking in the mirror and acknowledging, okay, we need to start from scratch. Here's what a plan will look like.
Okay, what if I told you that Anthony Fauci, the greatest of all doctors who has ever lived, what if I told you that Anthony Fauci said from the White House podium yesterday that they are not starting from scratch? And yet the media repeated the lie because it sets the expectation that anything that Biden does is a success because they are just stenographers for the Biden administration. Here's Anthony Fauci overtly contradicting the administration that he now works for.
We certainly are not starting from scratch because there is activity going on in the distribution. But if you look at the plan that the president has put forth about the things that he is going to do, namely get community vaccine centers up, get pharmacies more involved, where appropriate, get the Defense Production Act involved, not only perhaps with getting more vaccine, but even the things you need to get a good vaccine program, for example, needles and syringes that might be more useful in that. So it's taking what's gone on, but amplifying it in a big way.
Wait, so it sounds like they're not starting from scratch. Actually, that's exactly what it sounds like. They're not starting from scratch. Doesn't matter. The media reported ad nauseum yesterday that they were starting from scratch. Why? Because Jeffrey Zients, who's the Obama COVID policy advisor, said this. Sorry, the Biden COVID policy advisor said this to the press. The press immediately just reported it as though it was fact. And then there's Fauci just completely undercutting them. But don't worry. Your press doing an amazing job holding people's feet to the fire. What if I told you that they were also fibbing about their goals? So the Biden administration says we have big plans here, big plans, 100 million vaccinations within the next 100 days. And people who don't know anything are like, wow, that sounds unbelievable. Unbelievable. You mean a million shots a day? What if I told you that we're already basically giving people a million shots a day? And kind of were when Biden took office. And so he's not fundamentally changing anything. So here's Jen Psaki being super honest and super transparent by telling you that it is an enormous, enormous increase in the number of vaccinations being provided for Joe Biden to provide basically the same number of vaccinations we're already providing on a daily basis. Here's Jen Psaki, super honest, super transparent, amazing stuff here.
The Trump administration was given 36 million doses when they were in office for 38 days. They administered a total of about 17 million shots. That's about less than 500,000 shots a day. What we are proposing is to double that to about 1 million shots per day. And we have outlined this goal and objective in coordination and consultation with our health and medical experts. So it is ambitious. It's something that we feel is bold and was called that certainly at the time.
Oh, it was called bold at the time. Yeah, by members of your stenographer media. Okay, this is how you lie with stats. Okay, what she's doing there is lying with statistics. Here is how it works. What she says is that the Trump administration was providing about, on average, over the past 40 days, about 500,000 shots a day. Now, you say to yourself, well, that probably means that they were, like, every day putting out 500,000 shots, right? No, that is not what that means. It means that they ramped up the vaccine distribution. Okay, you can't take the average and then suggest that that's actually what's happening on a daily basis. That is like saying that Bill Gates, for the first 20 years of his life, earned zero money. And then Bill Gates, over the next 20 years of his life, let's say that he made $100 million over the next 20 years of his life. Okay, that means that over the first 40 years of his life, he averaged half that. Right? So that means that when he was 12 years old, he was probably making, you know, like $10 million a year or $5 million a year. No, that is not how that works. When you average numbers, but there is an escalating number that is actually the year-on-year or day-on-day number, what you want to look at in terms of are you ramping it up is the last day before you took office. Okay, you don't get to do the, well, you know, on average, here's what it was. That doesn't make any sense at all. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, Let's talk about the fact that you've been spending an awful lot of time using wireless earbuds this year. I mean, like an enormous amount of time. You've developed new hobbies. You've been listening to audiobooks. You've been listening to a lot of media. You need a great pair of wireless earbuds, and this is where Raycon comes in. Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands. And guess what? If you think having white stems dangling out of your ears looks silly, there's something you don't have to worry about with Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colors, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. And they don't just look great, Raycons perform wherever you take them. 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. You've heard me say all of it before. If you still don't have a pair of Raycons, I don't know why. Raycon is offering 15% off all of their products for my listeners. Here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Ben. That's it. You get 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to grab a pair and a spare. That is 15% off at buyraycon.com/Ben. Again, buyraycon.com/Ben. That is buyraycon.com/Ben for 15% off. Coming up, it's not merely that the Biden administration has been lying to you about the importance of this million shots per day routine, an amazing escalation. It's that Joe Biden gets mad at reporters, and we've been told that if you get mad at a reporter, it is a threat to the First Amendment. Democracy Dies in Darkness, gang. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So if there's one thing that Joe Biden is known for, it's being genial and transparent with reporters and or just snapping at them when they ask questions he doesn't like. I've been told that if you snap at the press, if you get mad at the press, if you treat the press badly, this is a fundamental assault on our most basic institutions. Impeach! Like, what? How will our press survive? Jim Acosta is under assault. Quick, get Jim to the safe room. Because the reporter asked Biden a good question. Biden didn't want to answer the question, and he got mad at the reporter. So much transparency. It's a new day in Washington, gang. Here's Joe Biden getting mad at a reporter for asking a perfectly obvious question.
When I announced it, you all said it's not possible. Come on, give me a break, man. It's a good start. 100 million.
Nope. No one said it was not possible when you announced it. Literally zero people who knew anything said it was not possible when you announced it. In fact, virtually everybody who knew anything said when you said 100 million vaccinations in 100 days, they said, shouldn't it be higher than that? Like, that's not ramping anything up. By the way, another example. The very first night of the Biden White House, Jen Psaki did a presser, and she was asked about Joe Biden's policy with regards to the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment is a federal amendment that says that you are not allowed to use federal taxpayer dollars to fund abortion. And she said, we have no position on that, but Joe Biden is a good Catholic. And as we know, Catholics are pro-life. Okay, within 24 hours, Anthony Fauci had announced the return of the Mexico City policy, which uses federal taxpayer dollars in order to sponsor abortion overseas. So, was that dishonest? Okay, this is not about them holding any consistent standard. This is about them holding a wildly inconsistent standard. It's not. Listen, they would be saying the adults are back in the room if it had been Marco Rubio who was president. It has nothing to do with the adults being back in the room. All this has to do with is they agree with the people who are lying to them, and so they're going to just cover for them. They did this all throughout the Obama administration. Members of the Obama administration overtly admitted to lying to the press, and the press kept licking their feet. It was unbelievable. And now it will just be more of the same. It'll just be more of the same. There's another story that has been making the rounds, and the media are like, I can't believe this is happening, but who is to blame? And so here's the story. Remember how 15,000 American troops were sent to Washington, D.C. to protect against the possibility of another January 6th, and then no one showed up? In fact, all across the country, the only violence that was done by Antifa in Portland and Seattle, who are attacking, again, government buildings. Okay, in any case, what happened to the National Guardsmen? According to Politico, thousands of National Guardsmen were allowed back into the Capitol on Thursday night, hours after U.S. Capitol Police officials ordered them to vacate the facility, sending them outdoors or to nearby parking garages after 2 weeks pulling security duty after the deadly riot on January 6th. One unit, which had been resting in the Dirksen Senate office building, was abruptly told to vacate the facility on Thursday, according to one guardsman. The group was forced to rest in a nearby parking garage without internet reception, with just one electrical outlet and one bathroom with two stalls for 5,000 troops, the person said. Temperatures in Washington were in the low 40s by nightfall. The guardsman said, yesterday, dozens of senators and congressmen walked down our lines, taking photos, shaking our hands, thanking us for our service. Within 24 hours, they had no further use for us and banished us to the corner of the parking garage. We feel incredibly betrayed. All of the National Guard troops were told to vacate the Capitol and nearby congressional buildings on Thursday and to set up mobile command centers outside or in nearby hospitals, another guardsman confirmed. They were told to take their rest breaks during 12-hour shifts outside and in parking garages, the person said. Top lawmakers from both parties took to Twitter to decry the decision and call for answers after Politico first reported the news. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer tweeted, if this is true, it's outrageous. I will get to the bottom of this. Senator Tom Cotton noted the Capitol complex remains closed to members of the public, so there is plenty of room for troops to take a break in them. A guard source confirmed late Thursday all the troops in the parking garages were ordered to return to the Capitol. Brigadier General Jeanine Burkhead, the Guard's Inauguration Task Force commander, confirmed in a statement to Politico a little after midnight the troops are out of the garage and now back in the Capitol building, and they will take their breaks in their Emancipation Hall going forward. In a statement, Capitol Police spokesperson Eva Malecki told the department recently, said the department recently asked the troops' shifts be reduced from 12 hours to 8 in order to allow for additional rest hours away from the Capitol complex. It did not explain why guardsmen were forced into parking garages. Now, you'll notice that nowhere in this piece does it explain who exactly is in charge here. Well, let me give you a hint. Who is in charge here? The president of the United States is currently named Joe Biden, not Donald Trump. The Senate Majority Leader is currently named Chuck Schumer, not Mitch McConnell. The House Speaker is named Nancy Pelosi, not Kevin McCarthy. So, who is to blame? You know what the headlines would be if Trump were still president, don't you? Donald Trump forces troops to sleep in parking garage in 40-degree weather, sharing but one toilet for 5,000 people. You know that would be the headline. But here it's like, oh, how did this happen? How? I don't understand. What could have happened here? Amazing how, as soon as something bad happened under the Trump administration, it was like every Republican we see in like a 4-mile radius is to blame for this. When Democrats are in charge and something bad happens, like, how could such a bad thing happen in America? Coming up, we have entered the era of science, have we not? But wait until you hear DC's new COVID vaccine policy. It does not have much to do with science. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Did the Redding summer heat a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think.
You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At BNT Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
BNT Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Experts like David Cass, a Johns Hopkins cardiology professor, said some of the conditions the district is including have not been proved to put people at higher risk of complications from COVID-19, the disease caused by the novel coronavirus. In terms of body weight, some recommended prioritizing people with BMIs over 40 rather than anyone whose weight is above a level considered healthy. I mean, BMI over 40 is severe obesity. BMI over 30 is some risk. There's no evidence that BMI of 25 is going to kill you. Okay, but again, bad policy doesn't matter. All that matters is the wokeness. The wokeness is what matters above all. Okay, well, you may be looking at the state of modern American politics, and you may be saying to yourself, you know what? These media, I hope they finally get the message that they actually need to be watchdogs, right? That was their job, the objective media. They need to be watchdogs. They can't just be lapdogs. They need to be watchdogs, right? And the American people actually get it. So there's a poll out from Edelman that shows that the American trust in the media is at an all-time low, as well it should be. It was shared with Axios. Here is what the poll found. Apparently, the trust in traditional media, 46% of Americans say they trust traditional media. Presumably, they are all Democrats. Among Republicans, those numbers are abysmal. Only 18% of Republicans say they believe journalists after the 2020 election, which, I mean, hard to argue with that. Not sure why you would. The vast majority of members of the American public believe that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead them. And 58% think news organizations are more interested in ideology than facts. 57% of Democrats trust the media. Shocker. Shocker. I can't believe it. You mean you trust the media because they tell you exactly what you want to hear all the time? But don't worry, there's no leftist bias in the media. Apparently, Republican trust in traditional media plunged following the 2020 election. But the truth is that that plunge should have happened much earlier. The Republican belief in the veracity of the media, it found a 15-point drop in media trust among Trump supporters. Apparently, about 33% of Republicans used to trust the media. Now it's only about 18%. I'm not sure why anyone trusts the media to simply be objective. They simply are not. They're not objective in any way, shape, or form. And the proof is in the pudding. I mean, every single day I show you clips of members of your esteemed journalistic media who are basically just doing dirty work for the Biden administration or for the Democrats or for the Biden campaign during the campaign. So, for example, here is CNN's Allison Camerota literally asking members of the Biden administration if they will retaliate against news networks if they lie. So here's CNN asking if the Biden administration is going to target Newsmax, ONN, and Fox News. Yeah, definitely I trust CNN. Absolutely objective people. No interest here. They are just truth tellers. By the way, that is unconstitutional. Okay, the Biden administration has no power to involve itself in these particular debates. Here's Allison Camerota pushing it anyway.
I heard that as a direct shot at some of the media companies that lied about the election results. We know who they are. I mean, they're you know, right-wing companies. Some are more fringe than others at this point, or more, I guess, extreme than others. And so if they continue to engage in lies, something that he is trying to combat, what is your communication strategy? Will you deny those networks any interviews? I mean, what happens if they revert to form immediately?
So will you punish? Will you revert to form? Will you tell people that you won't interview with them because CNN doesn't like them? Please, will you do that? I mean, we are the truth tellers here at CNN. Everybody else on the other side, those are not truth tellers at all. CNN is the place you come for your news and also for your Kool-Aid from the left side of the aisle. We'll get to more of this in just one second. First, investors, how about a 10% steady real estate-backed monthly cash flow? Have you thought about the only one true supply-constrained asset, real estate? Intelligent, savvy investors need to check out NRIA. NRIA is one of the nation's top specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted to 21%. With NRIA, you can obtain steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today for 10% monthly payouts and bonuses. Every smart investor should consider this. Call now. 800-700-7540. That's 800-700-7540 or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net. Okay, so the funniest example of this over the past 24 hours, I thought this was hilarious. So there's a piece. Here's the title of the piece. It's by Margaret Sullivan. Margaret Sullivan is the media columnist for The Washington Post. And she has a piece that is titled, I kid you not, the media can be glad for the Biden White House's return to normalcy. But let's not be lulled. Okay, now, if I just read you the title, you would think, presumably, that the piece is going to say to the media, yes, this is more of a return to normalcy. It's not quite as wild and crazy as the Trump years. It's not all about the tweets. But you still have to be watchdogs, right? Wouldn't you think that's what, I mean, that's the title of the piece, right? The media can be glad for the Biden White House's return to normalcy, but let's not be lulled. Wrong. Margaret Sullivan says, let's not be lulled. Let's not be lulled into covering them with a harsh glare. Right? I have to read it to you because it is just so indicative of the mindset of the media. The media believe they were too hard on Obama, too hard on Hillary. That's why they got Trump. And the lesson of the Trump years is not that you should be aggressive with the White House in power. The lesson of the Trump years is that you should only be aggressive with people you disagree with politically. That is what Margaret Sullivan, the media columnist for The Washington Post, writes. Here's her take on it. You ready? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was prepared. She was professional. She was non-combative. And she didn't peddle a whopper of the lie the way Sean Spicer did on day one 4 years ago with his alternative facts about the supposedly record-breaking size of the inaugural crowd. The first official words by President Biden's spokeswoman included truth and transparency. Rebuilding trust with the American people will be central to our focus, the former State Department spokeswoman told a small group of socially distanced reporters as she promised to return to daily briefings. In fact, Wednesday night's session with reporters, the first of the Biden administration, was so normal, so weirdly normal, that you could be forgiven for thinking you had mistakenly put on an old episode of The West Wing. My favorite thing about that is that she's touting The West Wing as like the way politics should work. It was a fantasy show written by Aaron Sorkin on behalf of Democrats. Like, but that's the way the reality should, I wish the reality were just The West Wing. Yes, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. The return to norms is wonderfully welcome after the horrors of the past 4 years. It's like running into a friend you haven't seen in 4 years, wrote Columbia University journalism professor William Gruskin. Well, okay, so here's where you think that the article is going to turn, right? Because here's what she says. It's also potentially dangerous. Okay, now here's where you think it's going to make the turn. Here's where you think she's going to say, yes, it's a return to normal, but we can't be lulled into a false sense of security. We still have to hold people in power accountable. Nope. Nope. That is not what she is going to say. She is going to say the opposite. Here we go. The national press, battered by 4 years of abuse by the president and by the incompetence and falsehoods of his spokespeople, is in a precarious position. We run the risk of being seduced by an administration that, in many cases, closely reflects our values. Multiculturalism, a belief in the principles of liberal democracy, a kind of wonky idealism. So she's openly admitting, by the way, that the media and Biden are the same, right? And she says, the commentary from TV broadcasters across the board all day long was at times embarrassingly complimentary. Maybe that's fine for a day or two while everyone takes a few sighs of relief that democracy has survived its stress test. But soon, I'd guess another normal return. The desire to appear combative and to blow things out of proportion to demonstrate toughness. She's chiding the media before they do it with being too combative with Biden after they basically provided him sexual favors on the day of the inauguration. That's what Margaret Sullivan is doing here. She says, you know what, you guys, we spent the last 48 hours celebrating with Biden and treating Biden with kid gloves. And, you know, we have to be really careful here not to stop treating him with kid gloves. Because journalists pride themselves, as Margaret Sullivan, media columnist for The Washington Post, on being tough and objective, they like to take an adversarial-seeming approach, especially to the party in power or the candidate with whom they most identify. And, of course, actually holding power to account is the most important job journalists have. It's what we're here for. But there's a difference between truly holding power to account and grandstanding. It's the latter that gave rise to ridiculous dust-ups like the one over President Barack Obama's wearing of a tan suit, not to mention the vast and shameful overplaying of the Hillary Clinton email scandal during the 2016 campaign. The national media, says Margaret Sullivan, should show toughness, but of a different sort. If they've learned the lessons of the past 4 years, and I confess I have my doubts, they'll do things differently. They will resist false equivalency. For example, they'll think twice before they put a reality-denying senator like Ted Cruz or Josh Hawley on the air. They will clearly call out lies. They will identify racism or white supremacy by using plain language instead of euphemism. It's amazing. It's just amazing. So the media have gone into full-blown best little whorehouse in Texas mode. And Margaret Sullivan is like, yes, but could we add some services on top of that to really make sure that we are doing our job here? You know, the last thing we need is for you to even pretend to do your job. The real problem here is that you're probably going to start going soft on Republicans. That's probably the big problem here. So let's go harder on Republicans, and let's not cover any of the things that Biden... I mean, like, do you know how in the bubble you have to be to believe this? These folks have decided beforehand, in preordained fashion, the Biden administration is transparent, wonderful, factual, and the biggest risk is that you will create a false equivalency between people who disagree with Biden and Biden, because, of course, we all know on an objective level that Biden is wonderful and amazing and truly spectacular. They're just fanboys. They should just write fanzines. Everything the media write these days, and I think, honestly, since the Obama era, everything that they write is essentially just In Touch magazine about these folks. It's incredible. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, I've been talking about ExpressVPN on this show for months. So why haven't you just gotten a VPN yet? Well, everybody, I'll tell you this. There's never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you? Because who cares? I mean, you just go on the internet and it'll be fine. Well, anytime you go online, your ISP can see every site you are visiting. Are you confused how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think VPNs are complex only for tech experts? Take it from me, they are not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app, you tap one button, you are now protected. It is that simple. I trust ExpressVPN to protect my online data. You should do the same. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/Ben. Get 3 extra months free on that 1 year package. Again, that's ExpressVPN.com/Ben to get 3 extra months for free. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben right now. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Ben. Coming up, our comedy specialists are at it again. My goodness, they are so funny. And by funny, I mean you just want to die watching them. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, comedy has died a long and horrific death over the past couple of decades. Well, I mean, you may as well just bury it. It's gone. Obviously, we are hoping for a return to comedy at some point in the future. Here's the problem. It really wasn't Trump that killed comedy. It really was Obama who killed comedy. As soon as Barack Obama was elected in 2008 and took office in 2009, the media declared that he was off limits. Our comedy specialists decided that comedying was over. I mean, you literally couldn't make fun of him. There was nothing funny about Barack Obama. Now, on a purely objective level, that is just not true. And Barack Obama was hilarious. He was hilarious. I mean, the man thought that he was just a messianic figure descended from the heavens to teach all of us about what it meant to be the best kind of human. And the media agreed with him. It was really funny. Like, on an objective level, Barack Obama, godlike figure going 0 for 22 on the basketball court, kind of funny. Okay, like, Barack Obama jetting off in the middle of crisis to go hang out with celebrities, kind of funny. Like, there was a lot that was funny that was going on during the Obama administration. But not to comedians, because they were too busy worshiping. And you can't make fun of things that you worship, right? It's very difficult for people to do that. And religious people tend not to mock their gods, okay? And these folks are religious. Well, then it became, okay, well, we won't actually mock Trump. We're just going to yell at him. They were so angry at Trump that they couldn't even be funny about Trump. It was mostly just, he's a very bad man. It was like a sputtering rage that came from the comedians. Well, now we're going to revert back to the Obama years, except it's going to be Joe Biden. So Joe Biden, who is legitimately one of the funniest people to ever be president of the United States, not because he means to be funny, but because he cannot spew four sentences without mixing himself up and walking into a wall. Like, that's funny. Okay, they were able to make fun of Gerald Ford, one of the most athletic presidents in American history, for being kind of doddering. But Joe Biden, who's 78 years old, cannot string together a coherent thought. That's not funny at all. It's not funny at all. In fact, what we need from our comedians most of all is to be the priests of the new woke religion. And that is what they do. So here we have Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert explaining. This is what comedians do now. They explain to us how much they cry. Comedy's over, gang. It's dead. It ain't coming back. Not under these conditions. There is no such thing as a comedy routine that exists in the world of wokeness, because everything is just too Puritan. Here is Stephen Colbert being hilarious by explaining how much he cried when Joe Biden won the presidency.
The inauguration was a joyful occasion.
Like I do at most happy things, I cried a lot.
It's true.
It was extremely emotional, and not entirely in the way that I expected, because I have to tell you, I have zero gloat in me. There is no end zone dance here. What I feel is enormous relief. Watching the inauguration today, I recognize just how worried I've been for my country.
Wow. Oh, wait. Oh no, he wasn't being funny? I honestly can't tell the difference. I cannot tell the difference in when he is trying to be funny and when he's not trying to be funny. Also, another person who used to be funny but now is just a woke pope, Jimmy Kimmel. Right? He emerged wearing his black non-turtleneck, his long-sleeve black shirt here, to explain to all of us that, you know, this is it's like a magical, magical day. Now, this is actually supposed to be a funny line, but I'm wondering how. Like, where is the – where? How? Okay, here's Jimmy Kimmel. Explain the humor.
Joseph Rapunzel Biden is our 46th president. It feels like – I have to imagine this is what it feels like when the oncologist calls and tells you the tumor is benign. You know, I remember going back to the day Trump was inaugurated, such a terrible day, and wondering, can our country even survive 4 years of this? And now we know the answer. Not really. Just barely. But we made it. Mar-a-Lardo left town bright and early this morning.
So, oh my God. Wow. The quality of that writing. I mean, those are the kind of jokes that are only surpassed by the jokes that you find on the handle of the popsicle stick. That's pretty much it. Well done. I will say that the last 12 years have killed comedy. They have killed objective journalism. There's not a lot left in terms of our institutions and our fun. And everything seems like sort of a bland gray going on from here, does it not? It is just boredom and annoyance stamping on the American face forever. That is the future of the country. Oh, yeah, and also bad policy. So Ezra Klein has now moved over to the New York Times after turning Vox into a place that ostracizes everybody of dissenting views, so bad that Matthew Iglesias had to leave and found his own Substack. Now Ezra Klein has been rewarded with a slot over at the New York Times, where he has a podcast and also he has an opinion piece. Because the New York Times, no one who has voted for Trump will ever be allowed to write for the New York Times. Like, ever, ever, ever again. It's not going to happen. The most right-wing person at the New York Times right now is Ross Douthat, and that's because he's sort of iconoclastic and because he is not super Trumpy, but he's also kind of in favor of big. Man, I like Ross's column, but Ross is not easy to pin down in sort of traditional conservative ways. The other columnists are like the most right wing columnist after that is Brett Stevens, who hates Trump with a fiery passion of a thousand suns. Right. So you've got Ezra Klein over at the New York Times. Here is his pitch for what Democrats should do next. Remember, this is the era of unity. It's the time of good feelings. Right. So Ezra Klein's pitch is, let's kill the filibuster and just ram through a bunch of crap. Let's do it. Let's do it. Ezra Klein says that what we need is we need a massive spending bill. We need a $1.9 trillion rescue plan that Biden is pushing. We need a For the People Act, which is a wild rewriting of how voting is done in the United States. We need a revision of immigration. But, says Ezra Klein, none of these bills will pass a Senate in which the filibuster forces 60-vote majorities on routine legislation. That clarifies the real question Democrats face. They have plenty of ideas that could improve people's lives and strengthen democracy, but they have repeatedly proven themselves more committed to preserving the status quo of the political system than fulfilling their promises to voters. Wait, hold up a second. Let me read that sentence one more time, because if you think that it's just authoritarians on the right who are the threat, let me read that sentence to you one more time. Remember, we were told that the threat of authoritarians is people who care more about outcome than they do about the norms. Care more about outcome than they do about the institutions of our democracy, right? That was the entire pitch. Here is Ezra Klein in the pages of the New York Times. Remember, well-intentioned, good-hearted, liberal Ezra Klein. Here it is. I'm going to read it slowly so you understand what he's saying. Democrats have repeatedly proven themselves more committed to preserving the status quo of the political system than fulfilling their promises to voters. They have preferred the false peace of decorum to the true progress of democracy. There it is. Our institutions must be raised and Democrats must push forward all the things Ezra Klein likes. Otherwise, you know, they might lose elections and we wouldn't want that to happen. If they choose that path again, they will lose their majority in 2022 and they will deserve it. Break all of the institutions of democracy in order to save democracy, guys. I mean, where have I heard that before? Oh, yeah, from every authoritarian ever. All we have to do is just overrun all the institutions and we can do all the things you want us to do. Very, very exciting stuff. Yes, the era of unity has begun. You feeling unified? Are you? Yeah, didn't think so. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. General Lloyd Austin has been confirmed as the first black to serve as defense secretary.
The Senate confirmed Austin on a vote of 93-2. Confirmation was delayed by 2 days, partly due to his need for a waiver, allowing him to sidestep a rule that the Secretary of Defense be out of uniform for 7 years. It's a 1947 law meant to ensure civilian control of the military. A grateful Austin tweeted, quote, "It's an honor and a privilege to serve as our country's 28th Secretary of Defense, and I'm especially proud to be the first African-American to hold the position." Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden has directed his intelligence community to study the threat of domestic extremism in the United States, undertaking being launched weeks after that protest in the Capitol. Also at townhall.com, images of National Guard soldiers camped out in a cold parking garage after being sent to protect Washington, sparking new calls Friday for investigations of the U.S. Capitol Police. They're now facing allegations the agency evicted troops sent to help after its failure to stop the rioting mob some 2 weeks ago. Baseball has lost another true hero, one of the all-time greats. Henry Aaron is dead at the age of 86. Aaron drew hundreds of hate letters when he broke Babe Ruth's career home run record nearly 50 years ago. But Hammer and Hank once said, not every player should try to be a home run hitter.
I think some players need to understand that they're never going to hit 50 home runs or 45 home runs. They got to learn how to hit the ball to the opposite field and do the little things that help their ball club win championships.
The great Hank Aaron, who played 23 years in majors, primarily with Milwaukee and later the Atlanta Braves. More on these stories at townhall.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
U.S. Capitol Police investigating whether GOP Representative Andy Harris of Maryland attempted to bring a gun onto the House floor. Bernie Bennett has the story.
Following the siege at the Capitol earlier this month, magnetometers and other security measures have been installed outside of the chamber. A reporter for the Huffington Post witnessed Harris setting off the metal detectors as he attempted to enter the chamber on Thursday. When an officer with a metal detector wand scanned him, a firearm was detected on Harris's side, concealed by his suit coat. Lawmakers are allowed to carry guns in their office and on the Capitol grounds, but they are forbidden from bringing firearms onto the House floor. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A petition has been filed seeking the impeachment of Kentucky's Attorney General. Petition calls for Daniel Cameron's ouster for his handling of that investigation into last year's shooting death of Breonna Taylor by police officers. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. IOC President Thomas Bach and local organizers pushing back now against reports that the postponed Tokyo Olympics may be canceled.
Now set to open July 23,
The Tokyo Games were put off 10 months ago and now appears under threat again. The Times of London, citing unidentified government sources, has printed the Games will have to be cancelled. In a statement, the local organising committee, not addressing directly the Times story, says the Olympics are going forward and has the support of Japan's Prime Minister. While on Thursday, Bach said, "We have at this moment no reason whatsoever to believe the Games in Tokyo will not open on the 23rd of July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials lost 179 points. The Nasdaq, though, was up 12. More on these stories at townhall.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m. Also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The total questions on the citizenship test have increased from 100 to 128. Questions about freedom of the press and religion have decreased. Questions about religious freedom have declined from 7 to 3. And freedom of the press questions are gone altogether. Visit PJI.org.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at PJI.org.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering pearls from the masters of the craft. This includes names that you know like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book, now is the time to check us out. Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always write selfishly.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Make you horny. Here was Pete Buttigieg, your incoming Secretary of Transportation, explaining that transportation policy is about inequity. Now, I always thought the transportation policy was mostly about making sure that the roads were paved and making sure that the buses arrived on time. But apparently, nope. We are now going to use every single institution of the American government to push for this group justice, which is inherently opposed to individual justice, this group justice notion of how America ought to work. Here is Pete Buttigieg, famed train lover. I mean, seriously, when he accepted the Secretary of Transportation nomination, it was trains. They're the best. I love the choo-choos. And people are like, oh my God, he loves choo-choo trains. I also love choo-choo trains. That's pretty incredible. There were articles about how he loves the board game Ticket to Ride, so he should be Secretary of Transportation. Yeah, well, I happen to love the board game Risk. Make me Secretary of Defense. Anyway, here is Pete Buttigieg explaining that transportation is an equity issue. Everything is an equity issue. All right, here we go.
I believe good transportation policy can play no less a role than making possible the American dream, getting people and goods to where they need to be, directly and indirectly creating good-paying jobs. But I also recognize that at their worst, misguided policies and missed opportunities in transportation can reinforce racial and economic inequality by dividing or isolating neighborhoods and undermining government's basic role of empowering Americans to thrive.
Oh, yeah. So that's his job, is to fix America from the Secretary of Transportation spot. Mm-hmm. Good. This is going to be a great administration, guys. It's going to be fine. Everything is going to be absolutely fine. Meanwhile, filibuster negotiations have stalled. We'll get to that in just one second. First, if this entire week has made you feel like taking a sleeping pill, probably you should get life insurance first. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com. If getting life insurance is on your to-do list for 2021, Policy Genius can help you cross it off with ease. Policy Genius makes it easy for you to compare more than 30 top insurers at once, save over 50% in the process. Plus, there is no hassle because their licensed experts work for you, not the insurance companies. Here's how it works. First, head on over to PolicyGenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need and compare quotes from top insurers to find your best price. Policy Genius will compare policies starting at as little as a buck a day. You might even be eligible to skip that in-person medical exam. Once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and the red tape. If you hit any speed bumps during the application process, they'll take care of everything. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across over 1,600 reviews on Trustpilot and Google. So, make this the year you finally cross life insurance off your list. Get protection for your loved ones. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com and get started. You could save 50% or more by comparing quotes. Start the new year with one less thing to worry about. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice and quite important to get it right. So, the fight on what Democrats are going to do in the Senate continues. According to CNN, Senate Democrats are refusing to buckle to demands from Senate Republicans that they agree not to weaken filibusters against legislation, something many progressives are anxious to do in order to push through the Biden administration's agenda. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut and liar about his Vietnam War service, says, "I think we ought to end the filibuster unquestionably. It is an obstacle to conquering the pandemic and reviving the economy, getting stuff done." One of the great lies about American politics is that the government was built to, quote unquote, get stuff done. No, it was not. The government was built in order to protect your rights and mostly not get stuff done. Anybody who gets frustrated that the government just doesn't get stuff done, recognize the same government that, quote unquote, gets stuff done violates your rights on a consistent basis. You want to talk about, like, governments that act quickly and with alacrity? Most dictatorships do. get stuff done. The tense standoff over the issue is stalling a power-sharing agreement between the parties in the 50-50 Senate, where Vice President Kamala Harris has the tie-breaking vote. Republican leader Mitch McConnell is insisting language assuring the protection of minority rights through the requirement that 60 votes are needed to overcome filibuster of bills be added to the must-pass organizing resolution. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren says Mitch McConnell was fine with getting rid of the filibuster to U.S. Supreme Court nominee for a lifetime appointment, but he's not okay getting rid of a filibuster for unemployment relief for families? I've had enough of Mitch McConnell, said Elizabeth Warren, the recipe maker for Pow Wow Chow. So, just a quick note. Mitch McConnell didn't kill the judicial filibuster. Harry Reid did. Mitch McConnell warned him at the time that if you do this, you're going to come to regret it. Harry Reid ignored him. Democrats killed the judicial filibuster. But now it's Mitch McConnell who's apparently the problem. By the way, I saw a tweet today from some idiot Democrat being like, hey, you know, Mitch McConnell, if he had the chance, he'd break the filibuster. He did have a chance. Republicans controlled the Senate and the House between 2016 and 2018. Remember that? Did he kill the filibuster? Nope. No, he did not. According to CNN.com, even though Harris can break ties in Democrats' favor, the party can't take full control of the Senate until reaching an agreement with Republicans on an organizing resolution. They're operating on the organizing resolution from the last Congress when the GOP was in the majority. Because of that, confirmation hearings for Joe Biden's cabinet picks this week are being chaired by Republicans. Wrapped up in the larger negotiations are talks over the timing of the impeachment trial. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats haven't ruled out the idea of delaying the trial, as McConnell has proposed, as long as they get a deal to lock in votes on cabinet nominees and finalize a deal on the power-sharing arrangement. Republicans, meanwhile, are trying to leverage the urgency to pass that ongoing resolution to press Democrats not to gut the filibuster. But Democrats continue to claim that they might gut the filibuster. So why exactly would McConnell give up all leverage? Makes no sense. Schumer has not stated if he wants to change the filibuster or legislation. He doesn't want to rule out the possibility because he's afraid that Republicans would then obstruct nearly everything the Democrats put on the floor. Okay, here's the reality. Democrats have very little leverage in this particular negotiation. So long as Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, both of whom have said they are not in favor of killing the filibuster, continue to maintain that stance, Democrats are actually not, they don't actually have something to bargain with. McConnell knows this. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, according to CNN, has said repeatedly he would not vote to gut the filibuster, but he said he doesn't disagree with Schumer, refusing to put language into the organizing resolution. Manchin said Chuck has right to do that. He has the right to use that to leverage in whatever he wants to. But, yeah, I mean, realistically speaking, they're just going to sign the same organizing agreement they had in the last power-sharing arrangement. So you'll recall there was a 50-50 Senate split in the early days of the Bush administration. And there was indeed a power-sharing arrangement between the two parties. Okay, meanwhile, with regard to impeachment, Democrats are not being clear on when they wish to push this thing forward. Now, the truth of the matter is that even if you believe that Trump should be impeached, and I don't, because I think the impeachment charge that was brought is not fully justified, I think that in order to prove that Donald Trump incited violence, it's going to take more than violence occurred and Donald Trump told people to peacefully protest. That's going to be a very difficult charge to prove. Okay, but putting that aside, Democrats have not been clear on the timeline. Democrats wish to come back to this thing and push it as often as possible because the longer they have the rearview mirror specter of Donald Trump out there, the more support they will have for Joe Biden. They know this. Republicans have sort of an interest in getting this thing done fast and getting it done quickly. Nancy Pelosi, for her part, says that she is not going to say when impeachment charges are even going to be conveyed.
We will be in the next few days when I'll be talking with the managers as to when the Senate will be ready for the trial of the then President of the United States for his role in instigating an insurrection. So in any event, if he's asking, I'm not going to be telling you when it is going, but we had to wait for the Senate to be in session.
Okay, Pelosi also says that they're not going to move on from the impeachment. Why would they? I mean, for Democrats, every day that the media gets to talk about the evils of Donald Trump is a day they don't have to talk about the presumed incompetence of Joe Biden and his team. So here's Nancy Pelosi saying, well, no, we're not going to unite. We're not going to unite until we actually go after Donald Trump.
I don't think it's very unifying to say, oh, let's just forget it and move on. And just because he's now gone, thank God, that you don't say to a president, do whatever you want in the last months of your administration. You're going to get a get-out-of-jail card free because people think we should make nice and forget that people died here on January 6th.
And by the way, the longer this goes on, the less the American public are going to have a tolerance for it. Just speaking, you know, in terms of pure politics, if 6 months from now we're still talking about January 6th, the American people are going to be like, we have other priorities. Why are we doing this? That is the tendency of the American people. When the impeachment charges were first brought against Trump on the Ukraine stuff, there was a large level of support for it. As it started to drag on week after week, people started to become less and less supportive of it. The same thing is likely to happen here, particularly because Donald Trump's out of office already. So it's not even like you are talking about the world-shattering cataclysm of removing a sitting president of the United States. You're talking about a guy who's living in Florida, and now we're just going to make sure that he can't run again. Right? I mean, I think the levels of American focus on this and support for this, most Americans do want to turn the page on a pure political level. They don't right now because this thing happened like 3 weeks ago. But the longer it drags on, the less taste there is going to be for it on a pure level of what Americans think about this thing. You can watch the polls. You'll see it happen. By the way, it's interesting to see how Democrats are now expanding out the charges. It's not just about Donald Trump. Nancy Pelosi actually suggested that members of Congress, quote, gave aid and comfort to rioters. That's the language of treason that she's speaking there, right? Aid and comfort to the enemy is the language of treason. So it would be great to see who exactly she's talking about here. Is she talking about Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley? Or does she have evidence that members of Congress were actively fomenting the insurrection?
There is no question that there were members in this body who gave aid and comfort to those with the idea that they were embracing a lie perpetrated by the President of the United States, that the election did not have legitimacy. In terms of what you suggest, everything has to be based on evidence, and that remains to be seen.
Okay, so now she's suggesting, of course, that maybe there will be impeachment efforts or some sort of push against members of Congress who said things she disagrees with. By the way, this is coming from the same lady who's suggesting last week with Hillary Clinton that Donald Trump had stolen the 2016 election with the help of the Russians. All right, coming up, we'll get into Facebook, which is now reconsidering whether to place Trump back on the platform. They're actually outsourcing it to a panel. I'll explain what exactly they are doing. First, investors, have you thought about how to make a better living? How about a 10% steady real estate-backed monthly cash flow? Have you thought about the only one true supply-constrained asset, real estate? Intelligent, savvy investors need to check out NRIA. NRIA is one of the nation's top specialists, offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted to 21%. With NRIA, you can obtain steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today for 10% monthly payouts and bonuses. Every smart investor should consider it. Call now, 800-700-7540. That is 800-700-7540 or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See them at NRIA.net. Already coming up, Facebook considers whether to reinstate Trump's account. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
COVID-19 can hit and hurt everywhere and everyone, but children living in the world's poorest places face the greatest risks of all. As we socially distance, COVID-19 pushes us apart. But as we help children around the world, we pull together. In the biggest emergency response in our 80-year history, Child Fund is working to make sure that children not only survive this pandemic, but thrive beyond it. Sponsored by Child Fund.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So apparently Facebook is now going to invoke its process on whether Donald Trump will be readmitted to the platform. Remember, he was suspended from the platform in the last days of his administration because Facebook and Twitter decided it was just too much of a risk to have him on there. Maybe he was going to spur people to violence. Now, that was not in accordance with their policy. The notion that without calling for violent action, you could be banned from Facebook or banned from Twitter because they were just worried about the risk of you being on there. That's an extraordinarily dangerous social media precedent because, of course, anybody who is prominent will have followers who are nuts. Right? Bernie Sanders had a follower so nuts he shot a bunch of people in Congress. Did we ban Bernie Sanders? Of course not. That'd be very silly. Okay, so Facebook is now going to use their appeals process. According to the Wall Street Journal, they've referred their decision to indefinitely suspend the accounts of former President Trump to its outside oversight board as the company grapples with how to treat one of its highest profile users after his exit from public office. Earlier this month, the social media giant moved to disable Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts for at least 2 weeks after he encouraged protests of the election results and his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol in a January 6th attack that left five dead. Mark Zuckerberg said at the time, the risk of Trump's use of the platforms through Inauguration Day were too great. Nick Clegg, Facebook's communications and policy chief, said, "We believe our decision was necessary and right. Given its significance, we think it is important for the board to review it and reach an independent judgment on whether it should be upheld." So basically the way that it works is that Facebook has set up this independent oversight board that is supposed to act like a Supreme Court of Facebook decisions. According to the Wall Street Journal, Facebook said Trump's accounts would remain suspended while five members of the 20-person oversight board determine whether certain posts he made before the riot had violated the company's community standards and values. They're also going to determine whether Facebook's removal of those posts respected international human rights standards. The board is an independent group of academics, lawyers, human rights advocates from around the world. The five people hearing the case will be chosen at random. They won't be identified publicly so they can focus on doing their job. This is according to John Samples, an oversight board member and VP over at the Cato Institute, which is a right libertarian public policy think tank. Samples said that at least one of the five participants would be from North America because the matter pertains to a user there. So this is one of the big problems with Facebook's panel. It is idiotic. I mean, it's completely foolish to have a bunch of people from abroad evaluating whether the former president of the United States ought to have an account on Facebook. I mean, why? Why isn't that not going to be decided by Americans? The free speech standards around the world are not uniform. The free speech standards in the United States ought to be the standard. A majority of the board has to sign off on the final decision. It's going to be delivered within the next 3 months. So that'll be several months before Trump is even told the outcome. World leaders, members of Congress, Facebook's social media peers will pay close attention to the board's verdict, said Avery Gardner, general counsel at the Center for Democracy and Technology. She said, there's such an interest right now in figuring out how to handle content moderation issues online. Now, here's the thing. A bunch of foreigners have said this is a bad idea. Right? Angela Merkel said, I don't understand how Facebook and Twitter can just negate Trump's account. Facebook's oversight review of Trump's account marks the biggest issue the oversight board has addressed since it was established last year to help Facebook make the final call on difficult content decisions. With that said, it'll be interesting to see how that process actually plays out. The way that Zuckerberg set up the board is that once the board rules, Zuckerberg then cannot overrule the board. He's made it independent and with final authority. If it turns out that a bunch of people not from America decide that Trump can't be reinstated, that's going to set a pretty bad precedent because, again, the reality is that Americans hold a very different standard with regard to the limits of free speech than people who live abroad. If you go to Europe, hate speech standards are promulgated. If you go to Canada, same sort of thing. And it's easy to see how any precedent with regard to banning Trump would be then extended to anyone who disagrees with the leftist mindset on a wide variety of issues. And that means that the social media companies essentially are not social media companies any longer. They're just outlets for left-leaning propaganda because they've censored all the other voices. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to be joined by an author who says that the boomers basically ruin American society. Kind of true. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The total questions on the citizenship test have increased from 100 to 128. Questions about freedom of the press and religion have decreased. Questions about religious freedom have declined from 7 to 3. And freedom of the press questions are gone altogether. Visit PJI
www.RiverViewGolf.net/RiverViewGolf.org.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for the Legal Insider at PJI.org.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Numerous consumers, the most numerous voters of any generation in America. So everyone has been trying to get their dollars and their votes. They just loomed really large because of that demographic fact. This led to a mentality on the boomers' part that the world revolved around them. They also came of age at a time of great economic prosperity, which gave them the idea that prosperity was the natural order of things and that things would always be easy. So that's the boomer mentality. Idealism, narcissism, and a sense that things ought to be easy and that no matter how much we act out, things won't get too bad.
Your book, Boomers, the Men and Women Who Promised Freedom and Delivered Disaster, has a bunch of case studies of a variety of boomers who you say have helped bring America to its current impasse. Some of these are folks who I think that members of the right would be pretty clear on, like Al Sharpton. But some of them are names that people may not be as familiar with, like Jeffrey Sachs. Can you talk about Jeffrey Sachs and, you know, why is he sort of a prototypical boomer? What is his role here?
He is the prototypical boomer do-gooder. Jeffrey Sachs, for people who don't know him, is a Harvard-educated economist who's currently most famous for running around Africa with Angelina Jolie, making documentaries for MTV claiming that we can eradicate poverty. That's the most boomerish thing about Jeffrey Sachs. A lot of people before him have wanted to reduce poverty or ameliorate poverty. He says that if we only listen to him, we can eradicate it for all time, and there will be no more extreme poverty in Africa. He's been at it for a couple decades now, and poverty is still around, so he clearly hasn't succeeded. But there's something hubristic about making that his goal that's very, very representative of the boomer generation.
Now, some of the other folks that you mentioned in your book are folks who are widely perceived to have done good for the world, but not maybe in the way that they thought they were doing good for the world. One of the people you mentioned is Steve Jobs. Now, most people, when they think of Steve Jobs, think of the guy who developed the Apple, the iPhone, the person who has put technology in the palm of our hand, you know, the sort of visionary leader who is able to see products in a way that nobody else was able to see. But you sort of describe him a bit differently here.
And I want to be very clear, this is not a book of takedowns. I try and see the good and the bad, and I was most attracted to boomers who had an element of tragedy to their stories. That is, they did achieve great things, and by achieving great things, ended up harming the world. In the case of Steve Jobs, he set himself the idealistic goal of putting a computer in everybody's pocket, and he did it. And there aren't 10 people in the last century who could have done what he did. He's just an incredible, accomplished capitalist, and I admire him a lot. But if you're a millennial, the fact that there's a computer in everybody's pocket hasn't meant the unleashing of human creativity the way that Steve Jobs promised. It has meant an Uberized economy where you're stuck doing gig work rather than the kind of stable employment that boomers enjoy. It has meant ubiquitous pornography that people see at younger and younger ages. It has meant addiction to screens and video games. So millennials growing up as digital natives in the world that Steve Jobs made are in a position to see the dark side in a way that boomers himself, you know, a boomer himself like Steve Jobs maybe wasn't able to foresee.
We're speaking with Helen Andrews. Her book is Boomers, the Men and Women Who Promised Freedom and Delivered Disaster. One of the folks that you mention in your book is considered by some people on the right a sort of quasi-ally, and that's Camille Paglia. So Camille Paglia is this feminist intellectual who has spent a large part of her career sort of ripping on modern feminism as desensitizing and not sexy and puritanistic. But you kind of go after her pretty strong in the book. What do you make of Camille Paglia?
I love her to bits. I still remember reading her book in college for the first time, and it was an electrifying experience. So I admire her just as much as I do Steve Jobs. But the reason why so many conservatives think of Camille Paglia as an ally is because she was just a scourge of the second wave feminists in the 1990s. She did a great job of drawing out their contradictions and painting them as the scolds and the humorless feminists that they were, which was great on her part. The trouble is that Camille Paglia did that from a perspective that she calls sex-positive feminism. And she was always very careful to distinguish herself from the conservatives who were sometimes her allies by saying, you know, I'm not a conservative. I love prostitution. I think, you know, everybody should go and visit a prostitute. I think pornography is great. Michelangelo was a pornographer. All great art has elements of pornography in it. And in the same way that the second wave feminists who she pilloried were naive, I think there's also an element of naivete in Paglia's own perspective, because, you know, unleashing human sexual energy in the way that she advocated, it did not work out quite the way that she promised it would in a rosy pansexual future, not by any stretch.
Helen Andrews, the author of Boomers, the Men and Women Who Promised Freedom and Delivered Disaster. So you're a millennial. I'm a millennial. The millennials obviously live in a world that was shaped by the boomers. Can we move beyond the boomers, or is this just sort of a downward trek into nowhere at this point?
The contradiction and the tragedy that the millennial generation now has to face is that on the one hand, we're in a good position because we know we need to make better choices than the boomers did, right? We're able to recognize their mistakes because we're still living with the consequences of them. Nobody knows better than us that we need to make better choices. The trouble is that a lot of the choices, the better choices that we need to make are no longer available because the damage the boomers did was so systemic and institutional. A lot of the, you know, boomers erred in the direction of secularism, right? Boomers were very anti-religion. They thought if we reduced the power of the churches, it would unleash human freedom. I think a lot of millennials realized that was a false promise and that religion is an important part of society and an important part of our lives. The problem is that the churches that have been run by left-wing baby boomers for the last five decades are in a very weak position. Some of them in the mainline Protestant denominations, you might even describe as being close to death. So those churches that the millennials now realize should be an important part of our society are too weak to fill that role, either for our culture or for ourselves. So the boomers' damaging legacy has made it really hard for millennials to make the better choices that we know we need to make.
Helen Andrews, the book is Boomers, the Men and Women Who Promised Freedom and Delivered Disaster. Really appreciate it. The book is a wonderful read. People should go pick it up today. All righty. Coming up, we're going to jump into the mailbag first. Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify, NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right, you could receive a steady 10% return on monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-7540. That's 800-700-7540 or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net. Okay, let's check some of your letters in this Friday mailbag. John says, since you are now officially in the movie entertainment business, if the Daily Wire could be involved in a reboot or sequel movie of your choosing, what would it be? It would be a sequel to Return of the Jedi, and we would just discard the entire sequel series that exists after that. I feel like we're all Star Wars fans here at the Daily Wire, and no one is particularly happy with what happened right there. Steven says, do you like the term conservatism? It was a term I used most often in college to describe my political views in shorthand. Conservative in my public personal life, libertarian in the public sphere. It seemed to disarm leftists in my poli-sci classes at my university that was mostly known for its art programs. Take from that what you will. So conservatarian is it's a fine term. I think it's a little obscure because people don't actually understand what it means. And it's not a catch-all. And it is true that there's more diversity inside conservative thinking and is typically ascribed to conservative thinking. When you say conservative, some people are like, oh, well, that means that you want the government to cram down your particular viewpoint on marriage. And then there are some people who think that conservative just means you're a libertarian. And then there are some people on the left who say conservative is just shorthand for white supremacy. What conservatism really is, according to Russell Kirk, is an attitude. It's an attitude about the past and an attitude toward tradition that values tradition. You are trying to conserve tradition. Now, it doesn't really explain what is the tradition you're trying to conserve, which is why you need more terms to describe what exactly you are trying to conserve, right? So what I've said is that I am conservative in terms of my approach to the past. I tend to be libertarian in my approach to government, and I am a traditionalist in terms of what I think the social fabric should be, right? That is sort of the triad of terms that I think would describe my political philosophy. But again, terms tend to be used too broadly, and that is the point you're making. I think that it is correct. Tanner says, hey, Ben, I'm taking a criminal justice class. We started this semester by talking about Gideon versus Wainwright. I'm curious about your opinion on this ruling and how conservatives can reconcile that with the idea of positive and negative rights. By principle, I'm against the idea we have a right to somebody else's labor. From a practical standpoint, I see how it protects individual rights by keeping them from being taken advantage of by the government. Curious about your thoughts. So I honestly think that there's a case to be made that Gideon versus Wainwright is not properly decided according to the constitutional interpretive structure. Gideon versus Wainwright suggests that the state must provide you an attorney on the public dime in any criminal case. Before that, that case was only in the 1960s. Before that, the basic idea was you had the right to obtain an attorney, but that did not mean that the state had to provide you an attorney. And that seems like what the Sixth Amendment, rather, is designed to do. Right? It's designed to allow you the right to obtain an attorney. It's not designed to force everybody else to provide an attorney for you. The only time when an attorney would have to be provided is if the person is literally not competent to stand trial by themselves. But indigence was not actually the excuse for not being able to obtain an attorney. So, I think that kind of cuts against the positive rights framework that Gideon versus Wainwright is rooted in. We'll get to in just one second, we're going to talk about the Democratic hypocrisy we have seen with regards to the inauguration and COVID. First, if getting life insurance is on your to-do list for 2021, Policy Genius can help you cross it off with ease. Policy Genius makes it easy for you to compare more than 30 top insurers at once and save over 50% in the process. Plus, there's no hassle because their licensed experts work for you, not the insurance companies. Here's how it works. First, head on over to policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need and compare quotes from top insurers to find your best price. Policy Genius will compare policies starting at as little as a buck a day. You might even be eligible to skip that in-person medical exam. Once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and the red tape. If you hit any speed bumps during the application process, they'll take care of everything for you. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across over 1,600 reviews on Trustpilot and Google. So, make this the year you finally cross life insurance off your to-do list. Get protection for your loved ones. Go to PolicyGenius.com and get started. It could save 50% or more. By comparing quotes, start the new year with one less thing to worry about. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice and quite important to get it right. Once again, head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get started. Alrighty, in just a moment, we are going to get to the latest COVID hypocrisy from the Democrats. Quick reminder, you should head on over to DailyWire.com and subscribe because we have all sorts of amazing content coming for you this year. Our latest piece of entertainment content is Run, Hide, Fight. It's a terrific movie. Our viewers loving it. The critics not so much. That's the kind of content we are seeking to make. If you want to fight back in the culture, one easy and quick way to do it is become a member. We really appreciate your help in our attempt to fight back against the tsunami of cultural leftism that dominates nearly every institution. We need your help to do that. We appreciate all of you who have already joined up over at DailyWire.com. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to be getting to Handsome.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
With a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Meet Bob Minetti. In 2016, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Bob participated in a clinical trial that included cutting-edge radiation therapy and surgery. He's been in remission since completion. I'm Keisha Sharp. Since losing my mother to pancreatic cancer, I've been working to share the kind of state-of-the-art work being done by Stand Up to Cancer and Lustgarten Foundation. To learn more about the latest research, including clinical trials, visit pancreaticcancercollective.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden, right, he's going to build new alliances. He's restoring our standing on the international stage. Well, he even pissed off handsome Bernie Sanders, Justin Trudeau up in Canada. According to Tim Pierce at DailyWire.com, Canadian lawmakers, including the country's prime minister, bashed the United States on Wednesday after President Biden rescinded a permit for a pipeline to ship oil from Canada to the Gulf Coast. Biden took office on Wednesday. As one of his very first acts, he rescinded approval for the Keystone XL pipeline that Trump had greenlit in 2017. The pipeline has long been a target of environmentalist activists and Democratic politicians looking to stop the use of fossil fuels. Trudeau immediately stated, "While we welcome the president's commitment to fight climate change, we are disappointed, but acknowledge the president's decision to fulfill his election campaign promise on Keystone XL. Canada is the single largest supplier of energy to the United States, contributing to U.S. energy security and economic competitiveness, and supporting thousands of jobs on both sides of the border. Workers in Alberta, Saskatchewan, and across Canada will always have our support." Alberta Premier Jason Kenney said he was deeply disturbed by Biden's decision to stop work on the $8 billion project. Kenney said this is a gut punch for the Canadian and Alberta economy. Sadly, it's an insult directed at the United States' most important ally and trading partner. Meanwhile, TC Energy Corp, an Alberta-based company, announced it had suspended work on the Keystone XL pipeline on Wednesday ahead of Biden's inauguration in anticipation of all of this. Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe said that TC Energy's suspension was, quote, incredibly troubling. He said, "Now is the time for our nations to strengthen our trading relationship, not erect further barriers to collaborative and sustainable development." Well, again, the rule here is that it is considered unifying and wonderful so long as it is left-wing, even if it ticks off left-wing allies. Meanwhile, more hypocrisy from Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So this is exciting stuff. So we saw Joe Biden say that everybody has to mask up inside federal buildings except for him because it was a historic moment. Now we know that Democratic Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer traveled to Washington, D.C. on Wednesday to attend the inauguration, despite having told her own constituents to stay home amid the pandemic. Whitmer said in a press release, quote, "The country is ready for a leader who listens to medical experts to lead our country's COVID-19 response and works on behalf of hardworking Americans. I'm honored to attend the inauguration. I wanted to be present and to support the next president and vice president as they take their oath of office," said Whitmer. "I know they're going to be great partners for us in Michigan, and so it was generally something that was important to me." Her spokeswoman couldn't immediately say whether Whitmer was taking special precautions or whether she was flying commercial or in a state plane. So, it's been nice. Once again, Gretchen Whitmer violating her own rules. Remember early on, it was like, you can't go buy seeds at the local store. That's bad. You might be outside gardening. Also, I'm going to make sure that my husband can go fishing. Governor Whitmer has been a disaster area for Michigan. And of course, she was overtly hypocritical by attending protests in the wake of the George Floyd death. She suggested that because there was hand sanitizer at the march, it was totally fine for her to go to that. So, again, the rules only apply to the little people. They don't apply to anybody else. Joe Biden can take off his mask on federal property because it's a historic moment. You can't go to grandma's funeral, but Joe Biden can definitely do that. Gretchen Whitmer can leave her state and travel over to Washington, D.C. for an inauguration. No problem whatsoever. Because after all, she's a special person. You are not a special person. Meanwhile, the best news of all, I mean, honestly, what I was mostly concerned about is whether Dr. Anthony Fauci got to speak freely. Because if there's one thing we missed over the last year, it's coverage of Fauci. I mean, clearly, this is a person who has lacked press. He's not been able to speak his mind. He's really been hamstrung. Well, now Fauci has been liberated to say all the things he's ever wanted to say. And shockingly, they mirror exactly what Joe Biden wants him to say. I mean, I can't believe it. Really, really incredible. So, by the way, Fauci, who botched this thing about six ways from Sunday. Again, I am not one of the larger Fauci critics. I don't think that he is ill-intentioned. I just think that sometimes the press goes to your head. When you're posing for In Touch magazine, at that point, I think it's fair to say when you're the head of the National Infectious Diseases and Allergy Institute and you're like on the cover of In Touch, I think probably it went to your head a little bit. And that is not quite the civil servant mentality we are looking for here. Anyway, here was Dr. Fauci yesterday at the White House suggesting that finally he's free. He's free of the Trumpian burdens. And he will be unilaterally setting, apparently, American COVID policy, which sounds great, considering that originally he said we definitely should not wear masks. And then he said, oh, yeah, I was lying to you. And then he said, you know what? Probably immunity will kick in at like 70%. And then he's like, yeah, I was lying to you. It's probably 90%. And then he was like a big fan of The Who. And then he was not a fan of The Who. And now he's a fan of The Who again. Not the band, the World Health Organization. So here's Anthony Fauci liberated. If there was one thing that we needed, it is more Anthony Fauci in our lives.
I can tell you, I take no pleasure at all in being in a situation of contradicting the president. So it was really something that you didn't feel that you could actually say something and there wouldn't be any repercussions about it. The idea that you can get up here and talk about what you know, what the evidence, what the science is, and know that's it. Let the science speak. It is somewhat of a liberating feel.
It's so liberating. I mean, now he can just get up there and he can talk science. Okay, Dr. Fauci, so let me ask you a quick question. Seriously, quick question. You're a scientist, right? I mean, you're Captain Science over here. Can a man become a woman? Do you feel liberated to answer that question? Didn't think so. Are babies babies right before they're born? Be liberated, do you? Yeah, I didn't think so. When he says he's liberated, what he really means is there's no check and balance on him with regard to COVID policy. Right? That Joe Biden has basically said he's going to follow whatever Fauci tells him to do. Which, by the way, if we had done that from the beginning, it wouldn't have been great, Bob. He was still telling people there was no reason to mask up in early March. He didn't mention anywhere throughout February that he thought that this pandemic was going to be a big deal. So, well done. And again, the important thing is that Fauci is happy now, which is, that's good. Sure, why not? Alrighty, we'll be back here next week. Try not to ruin everything over the weekend. Relax a little bit and gird thy loins because the battle is just beginning. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Second impeachment trial against former President Trump will start the week of February 8th. Democratic leaders have reached an agreement with the GOP that pushed to delay the trial to give Mr. Trump more of a chance to organize his legal team.
Majority Leader Democrat Charles Schumer of New York says he's spoken with Speaker Pelosi and that the article charging the president with inciting an insurrection will be delivered on Monday. There's still no telling how the trial may shape up. Schumer says he's in discussions with Minority Leader McConnell on the timing and length of the trial. One thing is clear, Schumer says, quote, make no mistake, a trial will be held in the United States Senate and there will be a vote whether to convict the president. Bob Hagner reporting.
A federal judge ordering an Arkansas man accused of beating a police officer with a flagpole during the riots at the Capitol to remain in jail as he awaits trial on another charge. Peter Steger arrested last week in Arkansas on a charge of interfering with law enforcement officers during a civil disorder. Also at townhall.com, Hank Aaron, baseball's one-time home run king, is dead at the age of 86. Sports reporter Dave Ferry has a look back at the moment Aaron earned the title.
April 8, 1974. Brave slugger Hank Aaron faces Al Downing of the Dodgers in one of baseball's most historic moments. With that, Aaron broke Babe Ruth's all-time home run record. Although he remained the home run king until Barry Bonds broke the mark in 2007, Aaron said in a 1999 interview that he was more proud of other aspects of his game.
I think that I'm even more proud of is the fact that there's not one time that I struck out 100 times in one season.
Aaron finished with 755 home runs. I'm Dave Ferry.
And he's the eighth Baseball Hall of Famer to die in the last year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Guilt has been acknowledged in the deadly Oakland Ghost Ship warehouse fire.
The master tenant who converted an industrial Oakland, California warehouse into a residence and event space for artists has pleaded guilty to 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter for a deadly fire in 2016. In exchange, 50-year-old Derek Almina gets a 12-year sentence. The arrangement avoided a second trial for Almina after the first ended in a hung jury. Because he was already jailed for nearly 3 years, plus credit for good good behavior, Almeida, who was already free on bail, likely won't return to jail.
That's correspondent Mike Gracia reporting. The December 2nd, 2016 fire broke out at the warehouse during an electronic music and dance party. Moving so rapidly, the victims were trapped on the illegally constructed second floor. Prosecutors say they had no chance of getting out. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A former charity CEO charged with embezzlement.
40-year-old Jennifer Woodley faces two charges, first-degree theft and unauthorized use of a credit card. According to criminal complaints unsealed Friday, Woodley awarded herself a $10,000 bonus in October 2019, 2 months after becoming the group's president and CEO. And over a 10-month span, Woodley allegedly made 84 unauthorized purchases for personal use on an organization credit card totaling more than $23,000. Woodley and her husband have two daughters who have required brain surgery. One received a trip to Walt Disney World through Make-A-Wish, Iowa, before Woodley was hired as CEO. I'm Mike Gracia.
Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials losing 179 points for the session. The Nasdaq, though, gained 12. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 off just a fraction of a point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Thanks to the dedication of the people of Shasta County, we are able to move more quickly through phase two of California's COVID-19 reopening plan. As our friends and neighbors reopen their businesses, remember this carefully thought out plan is necessary to continue to limit the spread of COVID-19, and following the reopening guidance is critical. We still need to do everything we can to protect our vulnerable neighbors. Those aged 65 and older or with underlying medical conditions should stay home as much as possible. Non-essential travel and mass gatherings are still not allowed at this time, and we all need to continue to practice social distancing. Wear masks when out in public, stay home when sick, and practice respiratory hygiene. To see a list of businesses that can reopen with modifications, go to ShastaReady.org and click on Roadmap to Recovery. Our continued dedication to reopening in a safe, controlled manner will help us beat COVID-19 and continue to move forward.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The total questions on the citizenship test have increased from 100 to 128. Questions about freedom of the press and religion have decreased. Questions about religious freedom have declined from 7 to 3. And freedom of the press questions are gone altogether. Visit PJI.org.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at PJI.org.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
What happened? There were no arrests.
Nope.
In contrast, by the way, to Trump's inauguration, Joe, I remember, I think we were down there, where there were tons of arrests. There were windows being broken, mm-hmm. cars being set on fire. None of that, happened with Biden. None of that happened, despite the threats there was going to be a mass storming of Washington, D.C. by millions of angry Trump flag wavers. Ah! What happened? Well, let's check this out. Here's a Krugman tweet. Asking the exact same thing. Krugman, noted leftist nutjob. So what happened to the insurrection? Maybe I'm jinxing it, but the wave of violence many expected didn't materialize before or on Election Day. There were hardly any demonstrators. Where did all the rage go? Then he goes on to suggest, oh, they were just all cowards. Well, Glenn Greenwald, who's one of the few honest journalists left. Again, this guy, Glenn Greenwald is on the left side of the political. He's not a conservative. On the left side of the political spectrum, not the right. He says, oh, gosh, Paul, I hope this didn't mean the magnitude of the threat has been wildly exaggerated for political gain, media excitement and ratings, censorship orgies, and laying the foundation for a new fear-driven domestic war on terror to control politics and information. Thank you, Glenn Greenwald, for being one of the few honest individuals left. I don't share much in common with Glenn Greenwald and his politics, but I deeply appreciate him having the guts to actually stand up and say, hey, it sounds like a lot of what we've been told about this mass movement of millions of angry Trump supporters engaged in a mass insurrection to storm the inauguration and take down Washington, D.C. Weird how not one of them showed up. Crazy. Must have been the most disorganized insurrection in human history. That's not to absolve anyone of responsibility on the January 6th event either. Those are separate entities, obviously. That is, as I said, there are no principles in dispute there. But isn't it weird how we were all hyped up? Remember that, Joe? We're all hyped up. There's going to be a mass storming of the country. We need 72 million National Guard troops to defend the country. Folks, listen. Again, my prior line of work, I was directly involved in the first inauguration of Barack Obama. I was the agent responsible for the portion of the inaugural parade route where Obama gets out. The photos are there, right on my wall, right there, where Obama's waving. It's not that I don't have experience with this. I'm telling you, my inside sources were like, this security threat of mass hundreds of thousands of Trump supporters storming the Capitol was all kind of made up. More on that coming up.
The Dan Bongino Show.
I've been talking about ExpressVPN on my show for months. Why haven't you gotten a VPN yet? Maybe you thought, hey, it's America. We have free speech and privacy laws. And so you hesitated. Perhaps you believe Congress wouldn't allow big tech to censor and spy on you. And so you didn't act. Well, I'll tell you this. With the Democrats in charge of government and your liberty under attack from all sides, there's never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. You think VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app, tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. I trust ExpressVPN to protect my online data because they're rated number one and they stand for my values. Now is the time for you to take a stand. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/Bongino. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Bongino to get an extra 3 months free. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino right now.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. 312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chamonix New Year's clearance sale's on for a limited time. Right now you can look 5, 10, even 15 years younger easily, safely, and naturally with Chamonix new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum free with your order of Genucel for under-eye bags and puffiness. The new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum uses liposomal technology to get the most effective, proven levels of vitamin C down to the deepest layers of your skin for a brighter, healthier, more vibrant-looking appearance. You know, my wife loves Chamonix products. Leave those embarrassing dark marks and scars in 2020. And Zotique increases firmness, smoothness, and diminishes adult acne, redness, and stress breakouts. You can even say goodbye to crow's feet and laugh lines. Plus, with its immediate effects, see results in 12 hours or less. Results guaranteed or 100% of your money back. That's the Chamonix promise. Call 800-525-6553 or go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com. Order right now, get the classic Genucel jawline treatment and legendary Genucel XV anti-wrinkle moisturizer. Order now at 800-525-6553 or Genucel.com, Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. Why would leftists, Krugman and others, and leftists, now Krugman's all surprised, by the way, about this. Why would leftists and media outlets, why would they suggest that there's going to be a mass storming and insurrection, millions of MAGA hat wearers, red hat wearing people storming the Capitol? Why would they suggest that? Maybe as a pretext to start exactly what I said, prong two. Well, it's actually prong one and prong two, what we're talking about, for the evaporation of your civil liberties. And second, to institute police state spying on all their political opponents. Well, it didn't take long. You know, I don't get much time during the day to relax ever anymore. That's all right. It's no pity party. Life is tough. Move on. Thicken up your skin. Move on. Horse blinders or horse blinkers, as that guy told me. But it didn't take long for Democrats up on Capitol Hill to abuse their new positions of authority to go full police state, full tyrant, full xenophobe, and full bigot, too. What? They're doing that? Look at this article, The Post-Millennial, James Anthony. This will be in the show notes. And let me tell you something. You need to read this stat. Please subscribe to my show notes. I need you to do that so I can communicate with you. I don't know how long we'll be able to do that. Do it by going to Bongino.com/newsletter, and you can read this piece. Post-Millennial. This is actually a congresswoman, since she's not a senator. So New York Democrat congresswoman demands the FBI investigate Parler for domestic terrorism. Jeez. I'm working out downstairs. I get no time to relax at all. My only time to relax is when my heart rate's at 185 and I'm like tearing through a set of deadlifts, supersetting them with Tabata elliptical sprints. That's my relaxation because it's all I get. And this comes over. I get a text from a friend of mine at the Washington Examiner. Hey, we're looking for a comment on Representative Carolyn Maloney calling for an FBI investigation of Parler. Folks, none of this surprises me. I told you none of this was going to end. If you believe we live in a free country, then you're probably a liberal or the media. We don't live in a free country anymore. The country as you knew it is dead as a doornail. Doesn't mean we can't bring it back. We can resurrect it. But if you think you're free, free to assemble, free to do business, free from government spying, free to speak, free to engage in interstate commerce, if you believe that, you're not a conservative. Because if you're a conservative, you know that the opposite is true. A company, I am an investor in Parler. It is now being suggested by a powerful member of Congress, a chairwoman of a powerful committee, I believe it's oversight, suggesting that the FBI investigate Parler. Wait till you hear about the reasons. This is classic. We are now living in a police state. I would not be remotely surprised given the fecklessness of the FBI director, who I don't fear at all. I don't fear at all. The worst mistake you can make in a burgeoning police state is fear. You have to speak boldly and proudly. I can't stand Christopher Wray. He's been absolutely feckless. He should have resigned a long time ago. I'm sure it'll only be a matter of time before one of his guys knocks on my door. But guys, seriously, and ladies, God bless you. I was a federal agent. I respect what you do. I'm just telling you right now, don't bother knocking on my door. I have nothing to say. If you bring a warrant, I have to let you in. Not interested in causing you any problems. I'm just suggesting don't knock on my door. Not interested. If you're looking for some voluntary cooperation, because I just don't trust you. And I have a basis in not trusting you. General Mike Flynn thought trusting you was a good idea, too, and found himself nearly going to prison. So you're now investigating part. Wait till you hear the reason. So let's go to this post-millennial piece. Let's hear reason number one, which borderlines on absolute absurdity. Maloney, Carolyn Maloney, xenophobic bigot, and by the way, an Islamophobe, too. Yes, I'll say that. I'll get to why in a minute. Democrat, totalitarian, Soviet Carolyn Maloney writes, quote, I'm writing to request that as part of its comprehensive investigation of January 6th, the FBI conduct a robust examination of the role that the social media site Parler played in the assault, including as a potential facilitator of planning and incitement related to violence, as a repository of key evidence posted by users on its site, and a potential conduit for foreign governments who may be financing civil unrest in the United States. You know, the only problem with that is Glenn Greenwald did an exhaustive analysis of the planning of the January 6th disaster. And Glenn Greenwald, an actual journalist, found that most of the planning was done on, Facebook and Twitter. So it's kind of weird that a xenophobic bigot, Islamophobe like Carolyn Maloney, that's what she is, a disgrace to Congress and humankind and the cosmos where other sentient beings might exist. It's strange that Carolyn Maloney, police state totalitarian Soviet, would single out Parler. Gee, why would that be? Because conservatives tend to post on Parler? It's not a conservative platform. It's a free speech platform, but conservatives happen to like it. Is that why? So now we're sicking the FBI, who I'm sure Christopher Wray, by the way, Joe, will absolutely accommodate her. Oh, yeah. Parler, yeah. Conservatives, we'll go after them just like we went after Trump.
No problem.
No problem, man. Yeah, no problem at all. As I said on Hannity last night, I'll tell you again, I'm expecting a knock on the door. Again, show your badges. Like, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. You want coffee? I'll bring you out a coffee, whatever you want. You need a drink, some water's in the garage. I have nothing to say. End the story. Not because we have anything to, I just don't trust you because this whole thing is made up. So here's screenshot number two from the post-millennial piece. Quote, they're citing Glenn Greenwald here in the millennial piece. Of the first 13 people arrested by the FBI in connection with the event at the Capitol, a total of how many, Joe, were active users of
Parler?
Zero. 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 As in the absence of value. The overwhelming amount of planning for that event, the overwhelming amount of advocacy for people to go there and breach the Capitol was done on, what does that say, Parler? No, it says Facebook and on YouTube and on Twitter, Greenwald asserted. Wow, that's really strange. So why would Carolyn Maloney, xenophobic bigot, why would she target Parler? Because she's a totalitarian Soviet, that's why. Quote, again, by Greenwald. This is one of the ironies, is that Google's one of the monopolies that wants to police our discourse and control our thinking and rule our politics. They also kicked Parler off its app store at the exact time Parler had gone to number one. Google, the same people who own YouTube, where Greenwald is stating the majority of the planning for January 6th happened. That's really weird, yet Carolyn Maloney wants Parler investigated and not Google. What? Isn't that strange? I just don't get it. Maybe I'm too stupid. Well, what else were her reasons? She says at the end, well, Parler may be cooperating with a foreign government. Let me be crystal clear to you right now that if this woman was not in Congress because she's protected by what she says, by her position to some extent, we would absolutely take legal action against her. She entirely is making that up. Joe, her reasons for claiming Parler's some foreign government stooge or whatever. Didn't they hear? We heard that before about Donald Trump, too. Sounds like the collusion hoax number two. Here's the reasons. Get a load of this, Joe. Get ready for it. This is serious.
All right, bro.
Be prepared. Brace yourself. Have your nitro pills ready to go. Elizabeth, coming for you. One of our executives at the company, his wife is Russian.
What?
Take your pills.
I'll be back.
Take your pills. I can't lose you, buddy. We've got enough health issues going on here. Joe's going to get. Do I have any? Usually I have prescription bottles everywhere. This is the one day I don't have.
Okay.
You okay?
Yeah.
Deep breath. Deep breath. Control. Center. Center yourself.
Thanks, buddy.
Whew. That's it. So she's demanding Parler be investigated, despite no evidence whatsoever they had anything to do with the January 6th attack on the Capitol, and that YouTube, Google, that owns YouTube, Twitter and Facebook did. So that's just strange, number one. And secondly, she says, yeah, and they may be colluding with a foreign government because one of the executive's wife is a Russian. That sounds really xenophobic to me, because it is, because she's a bigot and a buffoon. Buffoon. Now, not only is one of our executives' wife Russian, their family happens to be poor in Russia. Matter of fact, I was sent a picture of the in-laws in Russia, their home. One of them, the grandfather, has an outhouse. Joe, you know, an outhouse, the hallmark of all wealthy folks, of course, in hock to the Russian government. An outhouse, they always have those. That's her claim. I bring up they're Islamophobic. Because the executive whose wife is Russian, their family, the family members happen to be Muslim, too. So just to be clear, you're stigmatizing now this woman, by the way, the wife of an executive for Parler, who has nothing to do with the daily operations of the company at all, because she was born in Russia. Her family lives, they're by our standards, very poor in Russia. And because they're Muslim, I thought we weren't doing that. I thought we were a country that judged people by their character. Not Maloney. Maloney is a xenophobic, Islamophobic bigot. And I'll expect the ACLU and all liberals out there who love identity politics and claim victim status everywhere. I'm expecting you to speak out today and ask Carolyn Maloney. I'm putting this out there now to produce a shred of evidence whatsoever that the Islamophobic, xenophobic, bigoted comments against the wife of an executive of our company and her family produce a shred of evidence that anything you said about them being in cahoots with the Russian government produce a shred of evidence that any of that is actually true. She can't. I know she can't. John, who's the CEO, his wife has been attacked, has handled this with grace and dignity. Grace and dignity you can never, ever expect from hack, xenophobic, bigot, disaster, disgraceful human beings like the absolutely disgusting Carolyn Maloney and what she did. As I said, if she wasn't a lawmaker, I can almost guarantee you there'd be legal action served against her, and she would lose. Gross.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Toll with RexMD.com. If you've ever considered trying ED medication, right now you can, and there's no need to visit your doctor's office. You can go online at RexMD.com and get real prescription ED medication delivered direct to you without leaving your home. The process is simple. Here's how it works. Just fill out a brief survey at RexMD.com. Then we'll provide your own private online doctor to find an effective solution just for you to improve your drive and performance. If appropriate, a private online doctor will prescribe generic options of ED medication starting at just $3 per tablet. Your consultation is free, there's no copays, no doctor office visits, and there's no need to visit the pharmacy, as your prescription will be delivered direct to you, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. Imagine how surprised your partner will be. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's R-E-X-M.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents the Shining Affair, Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. cream. Join C.R. Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Let's go to Exhibit 1 of how the media environment's totally collapsing, and even some media folks are starting to worry about this. Let's go to this Fox News story. What did I tell you a month ago? A month ago. Actually, before the election, I think I told you this. What did I warn you about the vaccine? That the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed accomplishment is one of the greatest in the history of the modern presidency, to get three vaccines, two up and running and a third in the pipeline, up and running in record time. So what did I tell you? The Biden administration was never going to be able to take that away. I told you if they won. So what they would do is they would nail the Trump administration and say, the distribution of the vaccine was a total. What did I not tell you? Regular listeners, do you remember? Here we go. CNN, mouthpiece of the Biden administration, full-time Biden administration appears employees right now. CNN ripped his Biden PR shop after scoop that he inherited no vaccine distribution plan for Trump. Mainstream outlets pan CNN's anonymously sourced story is, quote, not true. This is in FoxNews.com. So a report, I believe it was MJ Lee at CNN, got a scoop from another anonymous source, you know how serious they are, saying, hey, just like I told you, the Trump administration left us no vaccine distribution plan, which is really weird because like something like 30 million people have been vaccinated and they're on pace right now at 900,000 vaccinations a day to do 100 million vaccinations in 100 days. That sounds like sounds like something Trump was already doing.
Yeah.
But no. CNN got a scoop that there's no distribution plan, Joe. Vaccines are getting dumped in the ocean, whatever. Oh. They're being dropped off of planes in the middle of volcanoes, Joe versus the volcano style. That's what Trump was doing. He's taking the vaccine. Trump personally is hiding them in Mar-a-Lago.
Weird.
There was no distribution. But CNN's got the scoop, Joe. Weird. Weird, then, how all these people got inoculated. So from the Fox News piece, CNN, joke of a network, clown show, also reported, quote, that the Biden administration has promised to try to turn the COVID-19 pandemic around and drastically speed up the pace of vaccinating Americans against the virus. Oh, okay. Biden has called for vaccinating 100 million Americans in the first 100 days of his administration, which would be a million per day. Yet Bloomberg Business data indicates that rate had already been reached as Trump left office. So CNN's exclusive scoop, just to be clear, how we're living in a misinformation age, is that the Trump administration left them no plan to distribute. This is, I told you they would. I told you they'd invent this story. Left them no distribution plan for the vaccine. But superhero Joe Biden is going to come in, and his new plan is 100 million vaccinations in 100 days. And then we find out Bloomberg, a left-leaning rag, has already reported that the Trump administration was already doing that. How were they doing it? CNN reported there was no plan to do what Biden said he was going to do and said there was no plan. That's really weird. Sounds kind of like fake news and misinformation. Here's Exhibit 2, how the media is contributing to the downfall of the United States of America as you know it. You thought you lived in a free society? Good luck with that. Here's this. Washington Post. We warned you, folks. What did I tell you? Biden's going to ban fracking. He was the Washington Post, Joe, fact checker. Whenever it's a fact checker, you know the opposite of what they're checking is true. Whatever they say, take the opposite. Washington Post, Trump campaign promotes false claim that Biden would end fracking. Washington Post says that's false. That's weird. Check out this next headline. So that's a false claim, Biden would end fracking. Biden administration, article by Katie Pavlich. Yes, we are following through with a fracking ban. I warned you. In the fracking industry, voted for Joe Biden. He's not going to ban our jobs. Good luck. Sorry.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chamonix New Year's clearance sale's on for a limited time. Right now, you can look 5, 10, even 15 years younger easily, safely, and naturally with Chamonix new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum, free with your order of Genucel for under-eye bags and puffiness. The new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum uses liposomal technology to get the most effective, proven levels of vitamin C down to the deepest layers of your skin for a brighter, healthier, more vibrant-looking appearance. You know, my wife loves Chamonix products. Leave those embarrassing dark marks and scars in 2020. And Zotique increases firmness, smoothness, and diminishes adult acne, redness, and stress breakouts. You can even say goodbye to crow's feet and laugh lines. Plus, with its immediate effects, see results in 12 hours or less. Results guaranteed or 100% of your money back. That's the Chamonix promise. Call 800-525-6553 or go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com. Order right now. Get the classic Genucel jawline treatment and legendary Genucel XV anti-wrinkle moisturizer. Order now at 800-525-6553 or Genucel.com, Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint. All is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
I've been talking about ExpressVPN on my show for months. Why haven't you gotten a VPN yet? Maybe you thought, hey, it's America. We have free speech and privacy laws, and so you hesitated. Perhaps you believed Congress wouldn't allow big tech to censor and spy on you, and so you didn't act. Well, I'll tell you this. With the Democrats in charge of government and your liberty under attack from all sides, there's never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. You think VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app, tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. I trust ExpressVPN to protect my online data because they're rated number one and they stand for my values. Now is the time for you to take a stand. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/Bongino. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Bongino to get an extra 3 months free. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino right now.
Dan Bongino.
There's an article.
Huddle up, team. Black Bear Diner's announcing their all-star lineup of fan favorites and a new Ciabatta Bear Burger. Easily grab the Rookie of the Year honor. Early stats guarantee that this hefty 10-ounce burger will have a long-standing position on the team. Loaded with what you'd expect, this one's built on a toasted ciabatta roll. It's versatile, too, with a cheese and bacon upgrade for a championship lunch. Head to blackbeardiner.com to choose this player for your next meal. Open for carryout, delivery, or outdoor seating, weather permitting.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Be perfected. In other words, that failures in society are evidence of failures of government, and if we just had stronger, smarter, more compassionate people in government, we can get to a more perfect society. You hear leftists say it all the time. We got to be crystal clear on this. Why, this is the conflict of visions we have and why us, who believe in freedom, individual liberty, and God-given rights, why there is absolutely no overlap. It's discussed in this piece at length with the circle analogy. I always use no overlap in the circles. Why we will never agree with them, ever. There's no overlap. Leftists believe the failures of society are the failures of institutions. And if we just had super smart, the intelligentsia, academics, and elites in charge,
over you dopey deplorables. You've heard him use the language. Society can be perfected. Joe, as the audience ombudsman, I'm going to need you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one vision. Mm-hmm. So hence the title of Soul's book. Conflict of visions. That's the leftist vision in the media. It's a dangerous one. Sounds cute. They call that, Thomas Sowell calls that the unconstrained vision. That these people, we're unconstrained. We can perfect society. We can get there. We just need smarter people. Us, the liberty lovers, we have a constrained vision. There's the conflict. The constrained vision is that we're all sinners. That evil is real. That the world is full of trade-offs. That institutions, if given absolute power, will fail because we're all sinners. And institutions will be run by people. And evil is real. And it'll only amplify that evil. And therefore, we have to consider everything in terms of trade-offs and limit other people's power over your life and constrain them. Constrain government, empower individuals. Have strong law and order enterprise to stop evil individuals. We're not all evil, but we are all sinners. To constrain people from engaging in their worst impulses and attacking and taking away the liberty of others. That's the constrained vision. It's explained pretty beautifully in this short piece and discourse, which again, I encourage you to read. It'll be in the show notes today. This is why this friction will never stop. Let's go first to the piece, screenshot number one here, about the liberal unconstrained vision. Says, quote, running through the tradition of the unconstrained vision is the conviction that foolish or immoral choices explain the evils of the world, and that wiser or more moral and humane social policies are the solution. There you go. If we just had smarter people in charge, more empathetic.
Right.
These institutions like government, Joe, could be perfected. And we can engage in this more perfect union. Let's go to screenshot number two about the constrained vision, where we realize that institutions are destined to fail as they become more powerful, but powerful because they're populated by people who are sinners too. Check this out. By contrast, the great Thomas Sowell argued, the constrained vision sees the evils of the world as deriving from the limited and unhappy choices available, given the inherent moral and intellectual limitations of human beings. Sowell described the resulting correlation with the differences in policy prescriptions. What does that mean, folks? There's no overlap here. You believe government can solve problems with smarter people. We believe people are inherently flawed, and the more power you give them, the more they will be corrupted. Those two things can never coexist. The leftist impulse to empower people over your life and take away your liberty and give it to them, their liberty over your life, to make decisions for you, will always edge towards totalitarianism. That's why the leftist media wants you shut up, because they just believe if the smart people, were in charge, the world would be a more perfect place. We know that, of course, to be absolutely false, that the only way to bend the arc of history towards prosperity and freedom is to enact policies that preserve freedom, not take it away. We believe in Pareto optimization. That any policy should be viewed through the lens of, does it help at least one person without hurting anyone? Think about that. How many policies can you point to that have done that? Helped at least one person while hurting no one. The answer is you probably can't think off the top of your head of any that have actually done that. That's why we believe in a limited government, unlimited individuals. It's the first show in a while we didn't use any video. Joe was like, any video coming today? Yeah. I'm like, nah, it's going to be a little bit of a deeper dive today. I hope you enjoyed it. It's been a really great week, folks, despite everything going on with the show, at least. You all have been very loyal to me. Thank you for the donations. If you'd still like to donate, you can go to yesterday's show notes, episode 1440. The top link is my daughter's charity drive for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We deeply and sincerely appreciate your incredible support. We had some really big donations. You all are amazing. And one small request again, or two, I should say, please make BonginoReport.com your new home for your morning news. I think it's the best news aggregator in the business. We give you the best stories of the day. And subscribe to my video show. We're at 1.2 million subscribers. Subscribe for free. Rumble.com/Bongino. No money. You just click play and you can watch the video show. Rumble.com/Bongino. Thanks a lot, folks. We'll see you all next week.
Good day, sir!
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Border wall work has been completely shut down. Here's correspondent Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden is halting all construction on the border wall between the United States and Mexico. In one of 17 executive orders issued on his first day in office Wednesday, Biden ordered a pause on all wall construction within a week. Over the next 2 months, Biden wants his administration to determine how much it would cost to cancel contracts and if money could be spent elsewhere. According to a Senate Democratic aide who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity, as of January 15th, the government had spent $6.1 billion of the $10.8 billion in signed contracts for wall construction. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Biden's first daily tracking poll numbers are in.
The Rasmussen Report's daily poll shows Mr. Biden with a 48% approval and 45% disapproval, and within those numbers, 36 strongly approving with 38% strongly disapproving. The numbers may be only a first impression, but by comparison, the Rasmussen poll had Mr. Trump with a 55% approval on the same first day mark, with 39 to 35% strongly approve to strongly disapprove. George Bonzani reporting.
Also at townhall.com, looks like the Senate will proceed with an impeachment trial starting next week. Bob Agnew reports.
Under the rules, delivery of the article means the Senate must start the trial by 1 p.m. the following day. At a time when the never-seen-before has become the norm on Capitol Hill, it's possible the rules could be changed. Majority Leader Schumer says he's still negotiating with Republican Leader McConnell over the timing and duration of the trial. As with the first impeachment, the trial is unlikely to yield a verdict of guilty. Only a handful of Republicans signaling they'll vote with Democrats to convict the president of inciting an insurrection. Bob Agner reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The Iditarod, the world's most famous sled dog race, has lost another major sponsor.
ExxonMobil has confirmed that the oil giant will drop its sponsorship of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race after the 2021 running. The move comes after ExxonMobil, which has been a race sponsor since 1978, received pressure from one of its shareholders and the race's biggest critic, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. This year's race has been shortened to 860 miles. The race will start and end near Anchorage and will not run to Nome as usual. John Scott reporting.
Baseball great and one-time home run king Hank Aaron has died. He was 86. Aaron endured racist threats with dignity during his pursuit of Babe Ruth that went on to break a career home run record in pre-steroids era. Hammer and Hank set a number of records during his career. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. While President Biden has moved into his official residence at the White House, Vice President Harris will have to wait to move into her new digs.
That's because repairs are being completed at the Vice Presidential official residence at the Naval Observatory. So in the meantime, Harris and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff will live in Blair House across the street from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, usually reserved for presidential guests. Naval officials don't have a timeline for how long repairs will take, but they say it will be faster if the vice presidential mansion is unoccupied. When Harris and her husband do move in, she will be the eighth vice president to live there. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Health officials say the number of COVID cases and hospitalizations in Arizona declining despite the state having the worst infection rate in the country. Officials say that number of patients and even the positivity test rate dipping slightly in the last few weeks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
More hard-hitting, probing questions at the White House briefing for Jen Psaki. What about the color of Air Force One? Hey, your crackhead stripper knocker-upper son, Hunter, is under investigation by the FBI that impaneled a grand jury to look at his money laundering, and you are big guy in the emails getting a cut from the Chinese Communist Party front companies. Do you think the president would have anything to say about that? We may never know. It's kind of like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? A one, a two. We may never know, because it may never be asked. I guess Peter Ducey could ask the question. Also, there's another guy. What's the name of the guy today or yesterday that actually asked a question of Joe Biden? It shocked the world. Zeke Miller, exactly, of the Associated Press. It was Zeke Miller of the AP at the White House, and he's probably going to be in trouble. He might be reassigned. He could be fired. Maybe journalism isn't for him. He asked an actual question of a Democrat president, and Joe Biden, who was confused, very confused, he became a little angry, you know, old angry, cantankerous old Uncle Joe, you know, lunch bucket Joe. Uncle Joe's already taken by their boy Joe Stalin, Joseph Stalin, the history's number two mass murderer of people, but never mind that right now. Old Joe Biden yesterday was asked a question about the 100 million vaccines. See, he said during the campaign, said a lot of things during the campaign. He's reversed a lot of it. The news media is not talking about it. But we will. And he was asked about 100 million vaccines, you know, 100 million doses being injected in arms over the next 100 days, because they love this numeric thing. They're very bumper stickery people. And 100 million vaccinations in 100 days. And he was asked about it yesterday. And he was asked, well, why don't you do more than that, since that's what the Trump administration was already doing? And Joe Biden being rant, 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 you know, and get out of my Oval Office. And it was a kind of a fun moment. But for Zeke Miller, it could be a career-ending decision. He actually asked a question. Associated Press might have to send him to cover Siberia or something. Can't ask questions like that. Anthony Fauci came out to the microphones yesterday, and he was, it was interesting. He was speaking out of both sides of his mouth at the same time. That was kind of fascinating. He is a career bureaucrat, after all. He's been there in the machine for about 50 years, 45 years for sure, Anthony Fauci, and he's a bureaucratic survivor, to be sure. But he came out yesterday and said, oh, well, you know, I mean, look, what I was saying back then wasn't necessarily because, you know, the president, but I didn't want to disagree with the president. So hydroxychloroquine, and the media is very excited about this because they've always seen Fauci as being one of their own, you know, the Democrat Party and the media. But I repeat myself. And yesterday he gave them some sustenance on that front. Anthony Fauci did. He was, I thought, trying to walk the line, but he didn't walk it very well. And we have some audio of him. All kinds of fake news stories out there that the media is still pimping. MSDNC this morning still pretending that, what is it that they, Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, two members of the United States Senate, what are they, seditionists and they're insurrectionists, and they should probably go to prison for 20 years. Is that it? The senators. Here's what you get on MSNBC, because they're involved in an effort to capture and assassinate Nancy Pelosi and Vice President Pence and other members of Congress. None of this is true. None of it is true. But on MSNBC, if that's where you go for your news, you will be left with that impression today, because that's what they tell you. Say, no, I saw it on the news. It was right there. They said they were going to kill everybody, Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi. They were going to kidnap them and kill them, and that's all fake. But the never mind that, because on MSNBC, it's still real. Facts don't matter. What the U.S. attorney said on the subject is of no importance to them. And it was a week ago today now that the U.S. attorney clarified all this hubbub, this stuff. Have I mentioned that we're at 888-630-9625? Because we are. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number. And MSNBC, they're very excited because Joe Biden on the vaccination thing. And never mind that the Trump administration was already administering shots in arms many days, over a million shots. And on track, say a million a day, that'd be 100 million in 100 days. And that's what Joe Biden is then going to try to take credit for doing, even though that was already underway during the Trump administration. But the news media will just pretend that that's not the case. And then they'll, if they have to, they'll just outright lie to you because they're perfectly comfortable doing that as well. And I'm going to get into that. We've got good audio on that stuff. And stories, stories as well. And they're pretending, oh, Joe Biden, he's doing what Trump would never do. He is instituting the Defense Production Act. And everything is a lie. I mean, everything they say is a lie. And I'll point out that everything is a lie, and then I'll explain why everything is a lie. I can't explain why they lie. I'll just explain why what they're saying is not true. Why they lie is a personal mental defect of some kind. Penitentiary face Brennan, you know, the crooked communist voting former CIA director under Barack Obama, who abused his power at every possible opportunity on behalf of the international left. He was out there yesterday, and he wants everybody hanging from a tree. This guy, he hates libertarians. It is John Brennan, penitentiary face. He really belongs in a penitentiary. He had some crazy stuff yesterday, and we've got that for you. He hates libertarians. He wants to get libertarian. And I do, I've got to say, you know, with the fear-mongering that the left-wing media, the partisan media, engaged in on the lead-up to Inauguration Day, and the National Guard was going to be they were going to attack. It was going to be Anwar Sadat. They were going to kill everybody and kill Joe Biden and kill Kamala Harris, and they had to be called out because they're white or something like that. And 12 members of the National Guard, 25,000 guard. I think, what do they say now? They're going to keep 10,000 here for the time being. It really is like the Civil War. General Hooker's troops down on the Mall. And the mayor says she's going to keep thousands of troops in Washington, D.C. You know, everybody's declared martial law except Donald Trump at this point. All the Democrats and got the mayor and Pelosi and Biden and everybody. They're militarizing everything. And isn't that what they said President Trump was going to do? And then he didn't. I think that's pretty much the case. But they said that they had to look out for the National Guardsmen and Guardswomen because they're the real threat. They're the real, because they're Caucasian, and some of them, because they joined the military, probably didn't vote for Biden. And everybody that didn't vote for Biden is naturally a threat and might start shooting at any time. All evidence to the contrary. You know, one riot in 300 years, 300 riots in 1 year for the Democrats. But never mind that. Who is David Dorn? These people, and they said also that all 50 state capitals, I don't know, Michael, if we even pulled any audio on that, all 50 state capitals were going to be under siege by armed militias on Inauguration Day, and governors were calling out the National Guard based on fake news reports. And everybody was on guard and, you know, bringing their AR-15s to school and, you know, the police and helmets and body armor and all that stuff, because Trump supporters are a real threat to our democracy, to our republic, to Western civilization. I know I saw it on the news this morning, so it must be true. But all 50 capitals were going to be under siege, under attack, as well as the United States Capitol. And I got to tell you, if you're still buying this stuff, if you're a Democrat nitwit out there with a very low IQ, come from a long line of unintelligent parents, grandparents, and so on, just listen to me on this. These people are not legitimate journalists. They're not telling you the truth. After they lie to you about 500 times, you should recognize that these are not trusted sources for news. You cannot continue to believe that CNN or MSNBC or The Washington Post are actually even trying to convey the truth to you. They're not. They're not. Okay? You know, there were no attacks, not on a single state count, not even a protest. There were two guys in Michigan that were very frightening. I was scared. I had to change my garments repeatedly. Amazing, amazing stuff. All right. So, and also yesterday we learned, what is this? No relief. The Congress, you know, that they've been dithering on this $1.9 trillion for, well, how long now, Michael? 6, 8 months? How long is it? Now they say Joe Biden, because they're busy with impeachment of a private citizen, which doesn't do anything and is probably, it's just ridiculous. There will be no COVID relief bill until March. Now it's mid-January, January 22nd, and coming toward the end of January. And March is what, and that's what they're shooting for now, maybe for relief, because they don't give a flying hoot about you or your family or your neighbors or Americans or America or relief for your, you know, whether you can pay your electric bill or put gas in the car, feed the kids. They're shutting everything down and then stealing money from you and saying that they're going to, we're going to give you money over here, you know, like walking around money like you're a crackhead, like you're Hunter Biden. And I said, well, maybe March. Well, what about next week? No, I think March, maybe months away for you. And that's not a story either. You know how many things are not stories? You know, it's not a story. The The big story, of course, about the riots in, not a story in the news media, of course, in Portland, attacking police and arrests and violence and fires and burning the flags. And, you know, in Seattle, in Denver, in Portland, on Inauguration Day, there were left-wing riots in those three cities, and people injured, arrested, and all kinds of property damage and fires and, you know, the usual Democrat Party demented medieval stuff. And what was it? ABC News, in their morning show and their evening show, didn't mention it. 0 seconds of coverage for Inauguration Day riots by leftists. And because they're all still wetting themselves over the one little riot in the Capitol. Honestly, it's 9/11. It's Pearl Harbor. It really. This is what they're pretending. And then on Inauguration Day, riots in Seattle, Portland, and Denver, violence, ski mask wearing lunatics burning, attacking police. 0 seconds of coverage from ABC News. George Stephanopoulos is their chief anchor. He's a Clinton administration official. CBS News had 30 seconds between their morning show and their evening show. 30 seconds of coverage. Get a few words, maybe two sentences in there. And NBC News, between their Today Show and their evening news broadcast, Nightly News, 20 seconds of coverage. That's our because it's really not a story for them. It steps on their narrative, which is that Republicans are violent criminals and Democrats are peaceful protesters, even though they've been sacking, looting, and burning cities, you know, like Stalin's Mongol troops for the better part of a year now. A friend of mine, retired military, suggested that with the Capitol riots, it has the Democrats so beside themselves that, you know, like Hermione Gingold over here, they're clutching their pearls. That's a Hermione Gingold. Afraid little old women. Oh, there was a riot at the Capitol. What are we going to do? Been riots for every day for a year. There were riots on Trump's inauguration day. There was a melee the day after. There was, you know, you guys, your brains are just shattered in pieces on the ground, aren't they? It's amazing. But my friend suggested something kind of amusing, that they're so upset about the riot, the melee at the Capitol on the 6th. It's December 7th, September 11th, and January 6th is what the Democrats are working on. It's their propaganda machine is in full gear. And suggested that after 9/11, September 11th, 2001, it'll be 20 years later this year, the State Department put together a commission to investigate why they hate us, And my friend suggested maybe we should create a commission. The Congress should create a commission. Nancy Pelosi and the gang, to investigate and try to determine and get testimony and all kinds of good stuff. Why they hate us. Maybe a commission, you know? My friend Kevin, he sent this. Maybe, you know, like the State Department did, why they hate us after September 11th. And you remember Ilhan Omar said some people did something. You know, you think Ilhan Omar, I should just say this about the riot at the Capitol. Here's what I have to say about the riot at the Capitol. Some people did something? And that's all I've got on that riot at the Capitol. That's it. That's it, and now I'm done, because some people did something, and maybe a commission that Congress should create to investigate why they hate us, you know, like September, since we're the new Al-Qaeda, we're the new terrorists, good stuff. It's all fake, it's all a big lie, and then they turn around, whatever they accuse you of doing, they're doing, and I've been talking about this for years, and when they whip out the Hitler thing, as Joe Biden did, and oh, it's the big lie. You guys live the big lie. I've been living your big lie for decades now. And they continue with the big lie. It is a big one. It's a huge one. And these crazy people, unity, you know, Senator Claire McCaskill, she literally talks about unity and then tells you to shut up in the same sentence. It's on videotape. I've got it right here. And I'm looking for the Oscar Schindler, the American Oscar Schindler, of big tech. You know, somebody that'll step and do the right thing, even if they do it secretly, surreptitiously, quietly. Got that stuff coming up. How many genders are there? How many fake stories are there? They're about equal in Democrat world today. So many fake news stories. Even left-wing, who was it? Sam Stein even had to call CNN on their fake news story that the Trump administration left no plan for vaccine distribution in place. Giant lie, huge lie. I'll straighten it all out, though. We're at 888-630-9625.
Some people did something.
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Investors, how about a 10% steady real estate-backed monthly cash flow? Have you thought about the only one true supply-constrained asset? Real estate. Intelligent and savvy investors need to check out NRIA. NRIA is one of the nation's top specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted to 21%. With NRIA, you can obtain steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today for 10% monthly payouts and bonuses. Every smart investor should consider this. Call now, 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483, or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is made only by private placement memorandum. Read it first. Find it at NRIA.net.
Save big during Super Saturday at Kohl's. Take an extra 30, 20, or 15% off when you use your Kohl's card. Get the Food Network cookware set for just $139.99. Get 60% off comforters and get up to 50% off Carter's. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Super Saturday and save at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select style 30, 20, or 15% offer valid January 14th to January 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
I've had bluefin Amazon parrots and cockatiels and finches and cats and a little Lhasa Apso, a Maltese, she's like 22, a yellow lab Floyd, a black lab Murphy. Murphy's coat, it's very, very shiny, like it sparkles in the sun. And I'm also a part-time dog trainer, so I will always endorse Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Why wait until your dog is shedding like a monster? Save your dog from the agony, the misery of being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it. My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
6-5.
That is one of the problems Michael and I were just discussing during the break. One of the problems with MSNBC and getting audio from MSNBC, I watch it myself, of course. I wouldn't ask Victor or Michael to watch MSNBC. That would be cruel and unusual. So I occasionally watch it myself more frequently than I should, probably. But we have some audio, and I asked Michael, is that from today or is that from yesterday? And it's hard to say, and the reason is nobody watches MSNBC. So they say the most outrageous things, and boy, they were saying outrageous things today. Absolutely crazy things, and demonstrably untrue things, demonstrably false things. And I will demonstrate their falseness, the falseness of their statements today. But Michael and I are talking and say, well, you know, is that from, and nobody knows because nobody watches it. Nobody even posts their videos anymore. You know, Media Research Center, the great Media Research Center people, I don't think even they watch. And they, keeping their eye out for crazy media stuff. And MSNBC is, you know, guaranteed to satisfy in that department. But nobody watches it. I watched this morning, and some of the crazy stuff they were saying was just off the charts. I mean, no wonder that Rachel Maddow Lover showed up at a baseball field with a rifle. That's coming up. And President Biden.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering pearls from the masters of the craft. This includes names that you know like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Insane, accusatory, mad, mentally ill. Falsehoods. It's what they do. That's their job. They're journalists. Joe Scarborough is a former member of the House of Representatives, and he is now on his third marriage to a semi-inflatable flotation device of a daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski of the Carter administration, because all roads lead back to the Democrat Party in the news media. And and here's Joe Scarborough. They, now, there was, you may have heard something about the dust-up at the Capitol on January 6th. As I like to describe it, some people did something, you see. That's what happened, as I understand it, is some people did something. And now the Democrats are really upset about it because it wasn't them burning everything, sacking, looting, attacking the police, killing people, because that's their lane. And I think they might feel this is a copyright infringement or something like that. One riot in 300 years, 300 riots for them in 1 year. Pay no attention to the violence of the left. It is respected by the news media and by late night TV and by the rest. You see, Bernie Sanders was on late night TV again last night. Seth Meyers peddling the hard left line. It's just every show is another propaganda outlet for the Democrat Party. Let's get to these mental cases. Here's Joe Scarborough, and he's got that guy Willie Geist sitting next to him, and his flotation device is sitting on the other side of him, and they're talking about they're still really now. I mean, again, they haven't mentioned the riots in Seattle, Portland, and Denver on Inauguration Day. It hadn't. There was a nice man on the Fox News Channel this morning whose daughter was killed by an illegal alien. And he said, listen, I recorded MSNBC for two full days after Inauguration Day, and they never mentioned the riots in Portland, Seattle, and Denver after the inauguration and on Inauguration Day. And I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. It's like, well, you know, it's, I think today is the second full day, but Inauguration Day and the next day, they never mentioned them. Here's Joe Scarborough going after Senator Hawley and Senator Cruz, Josh Hawley and Senator Ted Cruz, and they are guilty, and I think what I'm gathering from this is that they are anti-American traitors, insurrectionists who need to be tried, put on trial, and go to prison because they dared to question the sacred nature of our election. And which, you know, of course, they did on the House floor 4 years ago when President Trump was elected, but pay no attention to that. It's the last opportunity they had to do it, and they did it last time around. But if you question, you know, Philadelphia and the practices in Philadelphia, putting up partitions to block the poll watchers, if you should raise an eyebrow at that, then you are a seditionist and insurrectionist, and you should probably go to prison. Joe Scarborough.
They're the trifecta of insurrection, Donald Trump, Josh Hawley, and Ted Cruz, those
and
three.
And still being parroted on Fox News in some ways.
It is.
Weird.
It is. I mean, there are some things that have been said on Fox News over the past couple of days that are shocking.
They watch Fox.
That I'm absolutely flabbergasted that anybody running Fox News would allow some of those statements to be said.
Allow.
Seeming to inspire an insurrection against the United States.
Inspire an insurrection against the United States.
We'll worry about our channel and let them worry about their channel.
Uh-huh.
But my God. My God.
My God. Turn to Fox News to see what they're doing. They're making all of this up, of course. Nobody's inspiring sedition or an insurrection on Fox News or anyplace else. That's all a lie. It's all hysterical bedwetting, little girl stuff that Joe's got. Mika can't be blamed. She's not smart enough to put her own makeup on in the morning. She's got to have a team of people come in and no, those are your eyes every day over and over again. So there is. It's Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz and now former President Trump. President Trump. Sedition, and on Fox News, they're still parroting. Joe and Mika sit around and watch Fox News all day, and they're shocked by what they hear, apparently. And they don't believe that whatever was said on Fox News, that they're not showing it, they're not quoting it, they're not saying what it was. They're just this very vague kind of Manchurian candidate broad accusation that they assume no one will look into. And the word he used is allow. Allow. I can't believe they would allow people to say that. The media is leading the way in trampling free speech in America. Right? Fascism with a smile. Here is Joe Scarborough because there was a melee on Capitol Hill a couple of weeks ago, and they just can't get over it. There were riots on Inauguration Day across the country. They haven't mentioned it. Joe Scarborough.
Let's stay focused, Willie, on these United States senators who committed sedition against the United States of America.
And they committed sedition.
The fact that they were...
It's a felony.
Members of the United States Senate and probably will have immunity against charges.
That's not
they
true.
They would probably be going to jail for 20 years for sedition, for encouraging sedition against the United States of America. But their words, there is no doubt, their words led to an insurrection against the United States of America, along with Donald Trump.
That's right. That's right. Sedition, insurrection, 20 years in prison. They would have immunity if the comments were made on the floor of the Senate, but they would not have any immunity if the comments were not made on the floor of the Senate. And Joe Scarborough is a former member of Congress, you'd think wouldn't be as reckless with language as he is. I got to say, these people they're absolutely crazy. I thought we had one of Joe Scarborough also saying that they were going to. Oh, yeah, maybe it's coming up. So because he said that they were planning on killing. He said that the rioters were planning on killing. That's what he said. Members of Congress, Nancy Pelosi and Vice President Pence, you see. Joe Scarborough, that they're going to kill him. That's what they were there on these capture and kill missions. Here is Casey Hunt. They call her Casey Hunt. Do we have one more Scarborough? We have Casey Hunt. Oh, I apologize. Oh, Joe, we have one more Joe Scarborough because he's just so good I can't get enough.
Their reckless language, that the reckless language that was used by Donald Trump and other powerful people. Other powerful people being Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, uh-huh. Led to those seditious acts, led to an insurrection against the United States of America, assassination attempts against Nancy Pelosi, at least a conspiracy to assassinate the Vice President Mike Pence and the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
That's right. Mike Pence assassination attempts and at least plots and... assassination attempts. Now, this is what you get from NBC News. This is what you get. Then they went to a little bunny reporter by the name of Casey Hunt. Casey Hunt, not very bright, probably not her fault. Again, parroting, this is the NBC line.
The intention was clearly, in some cases, to potentially try and hold hostage and kill these members of Congress. So it's possible that the more information we learn, the more it's going to become clear that they do really need to do something to hold Donald Trump accountable for the role that he played in making this happen.
That's right. Hold President Trump accountable for the assassination attempts and the plots to assassinate. Now, I follow the news. It's something they don't do. And I have a functional memory, something they don't have. And I'm an honest and decent person, things that they, the characteristics they do not enjoy. And I'm all about the truth. I like the truth. And I read the story. I talked about it earlier this week. None of that is true. None of that is true. Here is the headline from BuzzFeed. Feds strike claim mob planned to assassinate officials. That's the headline from BuzzFeed, which is lefties. Prosecutors walked back their claim that the Trump mob planned to, quote, capture and assassinate, end quote, officials. Turns out it all came from a left-wing prosecutor in Arizona who was nowhere near the scene, didn't know anything about it. The government has shared the latest assessment of danger of January 6th attack, arguing to keep Jacob Chansley, this is the guy with the buffalo head, the Arizona man known as QAnon Shaman, in custody while his case is pending. And then it turns out federal prosecutors in Arizona, you say, withdrew dramatic allegations that they had filed in court the night before that some of the Trump insurrectionists, they weren't insurrectionists, but that's the Associated Press for you, and they just parrot whatever the Democrat Party line is, who stormed the U.S. Capitol. What about the people that attacked the White House for 3 days and torched the church and scores of police officers were injured and the first family and the president were evacuated? Was that an insurrection? Was that sedition? Impeachment effort was sedition. Using the FISA courts and Hillary Clinton's opposition research to get illegal spy warrants to spy on the political opposition, that's sedition. That's insurrection, trying to unseat a sitting president, but I digress. So the pro-Trump insurrectionist who stormed the U.S. Capitol last week planned to, quote, capture and kill elected officials. The government shared its latest assessment of the danger January 6th. Now, I should point out the date on this is January 15th. This is a week ago. That all of this was cleared up, and the feds came out and said there was no such effort. None of that is true. And the prosecutors came out. Michael Sherwin, U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, threw cold water on the Arizona prosecutor's brief in the Chansley case. That's Buffalo Head guy. Sherwin's office is leading the prosecution of the Capitol riot cases, said that they didn't have evidence of kill capture teams at a court hearing the day of Chansley's case. So it's all fake. None of that is true. And it was established by officials on the record, not anonymous sources, with their names attached. And a week ago today, in fact, that is not true. It's not the case. Even the left-wing Politico, BuzzFeed left-wing, Politico left-wing, feds back away from claim that Capitol rioters were looking to capture and assassinate officials. Now, all of this was a fake report that was out there for a few hours, and it was slapped down quite concisely and directly on the record by the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, and in the case in Arizona, just tossed out because there is no evidence to support that claim. Right now, we don't have any direct evidence of kill/capture teams, Sherwin said. But that doesn't stop MSNBC from pimping these lies. And if you watch them and you think you're well informed because you watch them, because I watch the news all day long, but you watch MSNBC, then I've got to direct you to the great Ronald Reagan line. It's not that Democrats don't know anything. It's just that so much of what they know is wrong. And this is a pretty good example of why what they know is wrong. It's all completely fake. They lie. They make it up. They see a fake headline from 2 weeks ago, and then it's completely debunked a couple of days later. And they continue to parrot the falsehoods because it serves the interests of their party. All right? So they must all be held to account, Casey Hunt and Joe Scarborough. All right, now let's go to other nutty this morning. Also, we discovered it was this morning. We had to check. One of their fake reporters at NBC Fake News is a fake named Ken Delanian. Ken Delanian is a left-wing parrot, and he says whatever the party wants. And he pretends to cover he covers everything. I think Capitol Hill and national security, and he pretends to be real good at it, but he's not. He's a fake. And he was on the television this morning talking about crazy stuff because they were trying to capture and kill Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi and assassinate and take hostages and kill them all and everything, even though there's no evidence, and everybody knows that, and they keep saying it. But now, you see, they want to be able to use the resources of the CIA and stuff to spy on Republicans. Ken Delaney.
I'm absolutely sensing a desire among members of Congress and congressional staff that I talk to and other political figures to do a deep dive into what happened here, a potential 9/11 commission style inquiry.
9/11 commission.
Because there's so many unanswered questions
about
the security failure, about the intelligence failure, which is even more shadowy. What actually did the FBI know about potential threats of violence? What did the Capitol Police know? What was passed on? What wasn't passed on?
I would love to have months of hearings on that, and if I'm a Republican, I'm going to bring in a giant Jumbotron video screen and show nonstop Democrat Party riots back-to-back. You could do it for hundreds of hours. Video of people attacking everybody. I would love that, and I would turn the hearings into a festival of left-wing violence, and it'd be great. Ken Delaney, an NBC fake, and a deep cliché dive as one. And it's like the 9/11 commission, because you're the terrorist now. You see, Ken Delaney.
There's this whole issue of how the FBI deals with domestic radicalization, which you guys were just talking about, and domestic terrorism.
Antifa.
There's a big First Amendment barrier here.
Oh,
and
barrier.
They always felt constrained from using the same kind of surveillance techniques against these
felt
domestic
constrained
that they do against people who connect to Al-Qaeda or ISIS. And there's a
Al-Qaeda
movement
or ISIS
to sort of change laws around that, and that may
change the
that
law.
May be scrutinized.
They're going to scrutinize changing the law around the First Amendment so they can spy on Americans because there was one riot at the Capitol. This is our media, and they want to change the First Amendment because they felt confined by the Bill of Rights when it comes to not treating Americans like they're Al-Qaeda, which is a designated terrorist group, a transnational foreign terrorist group, and Republicans should be treated the same way. This is NBC News, and he's talking to Democrat members of Congress who feel bad because they feel constrained by the First Amendment because Americans are engaging in First Amendment activity and speaking freely, and that must be stopped. And this is our news media leading the charge, all right? I think he's wearing women's underwear. He's got a little Che Guevara goatee. He's got a red beret. He had an AK-47 slung over his shoulder. These people are anti-American, un-American. They're dangerous, and they are our media. They're supposed to be the protectors of the First Amendment, and they are first in line to assail the First Amendment and to trample the free speech rights of their fellow Americans in collusion, as he explained, with Democrats in Congress who feel constrained by the Bill of Rights. But maybe some changes to the First Amendment would allow them to treat Republicans like Al-Qaeda. That's what he said.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
New year, new hobbies. Whether it's following along to directions in the kitchen, bringing an audio book while learning to knit, or powering through a new workout with a pumped up playlist, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds makes any activity easier and a better time. Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as great. And if you think having white stems dangling out of your ears looks ridiculous, that's something you don't have to worry about with Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colors, but always a comfortable fit and a more discreet look. Plus, with up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat resistant construction, and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly, you can take Raycon premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, you can get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/plant. That's buyraycon.com/plant for 15% off. Buyraycon.com/plant.
Save big during Super Saturday at Kohl's. Take an extra 30, 20, or 15% off when you use your Kohl's card. Get the Food Network cookware set for just $139.99. Get 60% off comforters and get up to 50% off Carter's. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Shop Super Saturday and save at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles 30, 20, or 15% off are valid January 14th to January 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigginton with GeoEngineeringWatch.org.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at shastaregionalmedicalgroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group, Your primary care is our primary concern.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
You know, there's a big First Amendment barrier here, and they have always felt constrained, and there's a movement afoot to sort of change laws around that.
Yeah, barrier, constrained, First Amendment movement to change laws around that so that you can spy on Republicans because they're the new Al-Qaeda. That was Ken Delanian of NBC News. Joe Scarborough wants to spy on Republicans and treat them as terrorists.
I never understood why we don't go as aggressively after domestic terrorists as we do Islamic terrorists.
Antifa? Black Lives Matter? Sounds like a good idea. Ken Delanian, again, spying them all.
There are barriers to surveilling people engaged in what the FBI calls First Amendment activity. And
but the
until
FBI
they
calls.
Actually commit violence, we can't surveil them. Whereas anybody who sort of expresses any kind of affiliation with Al-Qaeda or ISIS, the FBI is on them.
Well, that doesn't seem fair, does it? Really, we should treat everyone as though they're transnational radical Islamic terrorist groups engaged in jihad against Western civilization. That Bill of Rights is really the constraints there have been a barrier for far too long. And what the FBI refers to as First Amendment activity, well, we're going to have to put an end to that because, you know, we're going to have to use the CIA and the NSA just like the Obama administration did. You see, they sort of broke ground on that one, didn't they? Spying on the Trump campaign. But you guys can just go back to lying to the FISA courts. Maybe Hillary Clinton's got some more opposition research you can present to the FISA courts. Lie to them. Tell them that it's legitimate intelligence. Then you can spy on Americans like the commie bastards that you obviously are.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.